1. We've got a tab meeting at Glen Innes. It's fine and a good 3. The rail is true. Race 1, take out the two emergencies, 15 and 16. Races 2, 3 and 4 are clear. Race 5, take out 2, number 2. And race 6, 10 and 15. 10 and 15. That's a proud tab program today at Glen Innes. To Flemington in Melbourne we go now. They had some rain overnight and yesterday. They've still rated the track a good 4. They had 3.4 millimetres of rain. A good 4. It remains overcast. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 6, a little loose. Number 6. Race 3, number 4, expensive. Number 4. Race 4, number 5, strictly Leggett. Number 5. Race 5, take out 7, Heart Romped. Number 7. Race 6, number 4, Refractory. 5, Flying Casino. And 9, Harden. 4, 5 and 9 out of the 6th. Race 7 at Flemington. 1, Kenjawood. And 12, Tough Host. 1 and 12. Race 8, number 6, Flowmeter. And 11, Dr. Care. 6 and 11. And race 9, take out 11, Foreign Affair. Race 9, number 11. That's the information for Flemington. Now, here at the Gold Coast, we're obviously an hour behind Sydney time, so these are the current scratchings. We'll keep an eye on them over the next half an hour to see whether there's any extras. We're now at 8 scratchings. And there is a scratching in the two-year-old. Steve O'Day's horse, Colosseo, has come out number 15. So Invader will get a start and is here. So let's go through them. Race 1, take out 2, Deep Image, number 2. Races 2, 3 and 4 are clear. At the moment, race 5, take out 7, Pepperano, number 7. Race 6, take out 4, Kenjawood, and 16, Warjet, 4 and 16. Race 7, number 4, Nicolance. Race 7, number 4. Now, in the two-year-old classic, race 8, take out the 15, Colosimo, and 17, Tiara Star. 15 and 17. And Invader will now get a start and is here. And who rides? We'll text Paul Snowden and try and get that news for you. But repeating, Invader will now get a start in the two-year-old classic. And I think it's been a hundreds in with tab.com.au. And in race 9, take out 15, Flippant. Race 9, number 15. So we'll keep an eye on that information with Invader now getting a start. As soon as we get more information, we'll bring it to you. And Morfordville Park's in Adelaide. It's a soft 5 there. They've got some rain, 18 millimetres of rain in the last 24 hours. These scratchings are interim for a soft 5 on the Morfordville Parks track. Race 1, number 1, Distillation, 7, Anna Yarada, and 10, Bonalise, 1, 7 and 10. Race 2, number 9, Arctic Blaze, number 9. Races 3 and 4 are clear. Race 5, number 3, On Top of the World, and 5, Jet Express. That's 3 and 5. Race 6, Morfordville Parks, number 8, Spigel Grove, and 12, Sasa, 8 and 12. Race 7, number 8, Chestnut Charlie, number 8. And race 8, number 6, Kung's Leiden, 12, Lord Topper, 13, Mr. Cardo, and the emergency 16, 18, 19 and 20. They're the interim scratchings for Morfordville Parks. With that rain, the track is a soft 5 and the rail is out at 3 metres. Peter Alice will preview Morfordville Parks right on 11 o'clock this morning here on Sky Sports Radio. Just a reminder also, we're back on radio and TV from next Saturday. So you'll be able to listen to us obviously on Sky Sports Radio, but you'll be able to watch us from 6:30 from next Saturday on Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Repeating that news in regard to the Magic Millions two-year-old classic with a couple of scratchings, Invader now gets a start.
Sky Sports Radio's National Racing Service has what every punter needs.
Late mail, interviews and the Tab Market Movers will set you up for a winning day.
And number 3, Hinch, is our Tab Market Mover. $11 earlier today, now a $5.50 chance.
And within minutes, that's how it happened.
It's Hinch getting the upper hand again, and the Hinch.
Tab Market Mover wins number 3, Hinch. Mitch Bell, $4.30 and $2.60.
Trust Tab Market Movers. Every day on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick today. And a $25,000 quaddy jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out, thanks to TAB's Quaddy Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your TAB app, online at tab.com.au or at your local TAB today. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
It's yearling sale time and Dynamic Syndications will be active again at all major sales. As primary syndicator for the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott Stables, we invite you to join us in 2017 as together we aim at massive prize money. Our family-operated business has been involved with 13 Group 1 wins, including the Cox Plate, Golden Slipper, Caulfield and Rosehill Guineas, Blue Diamond and many more. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com, follow us on social media or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Gavelhouse.com's latest bloodstock auction catalogue is online now. Join us and bid from wherever you are, whether at home, out and about, or on the farm. Hurry, bidding closes this Monday at 7 p.m. Visit gavelhouse.com to start bidding.
Unmissable racing information is on Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ Saturday.
And repeating that breaking news relevant to the $2 million Magic Millions two-year-old classic that Colosimo has come out for Steve O'Day. I've just spoken with Paul Snowden, and Dwayne Dunn will take the ride on Invader that now gets a start. So we've got Colosimo and Tiara Star both out, and Invader now gets a start, the second emergency. We'll talk to Glenn Munsey about the price, but we can tell you that Dwayne Dunn now gets the ride on that horse and is obviously here. Ron Duffersey is with us, so too Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. The rider that we are waiting on for Ari Gold, any news on that back home, mate?
No, nothing as yet, Andrew. We'll get on the Jason call once we finish here and get that across to you as soon as possible.
Righto, we'll pass it on as soon as we get it. Righto, mate, take us through some horses.
Out of the second race, Andrew, Ray Mance at Canterbury finished second behind in her time, beating a short margin. Look, it just raced in restricted room from the 800 metres, but then in the straight badly held up and didn't obtain clear running until about the 100 metres. Unlucky not to get the major into the prize there. To the fourth race, Andrew, Alcabana at Rosehill on the 24th of December, beating a length and a half and finishing fifth behind Force Magic, but it missed the start. And then for some distance between the 200 metres and the 100 metres, it couldn't be fully tested. And again, close to the finish line, was again held up. Certainly should have been right in the finish. Also, number nine there, Love None, the Narromine Stewards reported there on the 19th of December. It missed the start. And then there was a fall in the race and had to be quite severely checked to avoid a fall on horse. And its effort in the circumstances, only beaten a length and finishing second behind a handful of aces, certainly had some merit. Go to race five, Andrew, Religious Five. We did speak to Hugh Bowman in respect to his riding there of Religious Five on the 24th of December. Finished down the track, beaten just over three lengths behind Ecuador, but look, was somewhat critical of his tactics mid-race when he went forward and worked three deep when he had a favourable position with cover, and we didn't think in the circumstances that assisted the horse's chances in finishing the race off. Up to the 1,600 metres today would obviously suit Religious Five as well. In the sixth race, the rumour file on the same day, 24th of December, finishing fifth behind Emily, beaten three lengths. It was badly held up, making the home turn and the early part of the straight, and near the 350 to go back to find clear running. And then again, at the 200 metres, had to alter course to secure a clear running. Certainly didn't have the best of runs in the straight. Finally, Andrew, over to race number eight, Machine Gun Jubs at Warwick Farm, 21 December, beaten three quarters of a length behind Sang Goisi. Checked at the start, and then near the 200 metres, we spoke to Hugh Bowman in respect to his riding there, where he ended up coming to the outside, and the horse was, in essence, held up and didn't get clear running until about the 200 metres, and where it finished the line strongly, and probably should have made the finish, interestingly, behind the winner had it got clear running sooner than what it did.
Righto, so there's horses to follow out of Randwick, and that track, just listening to Navesh, it seems like it's just bright and healthy. It's got a beautiful cover of grass for the meeting today.
Yeah, it's been really pleasing, Andrew. It's good cover of grass, and they've just been trying to keep a bit of moisture in them early for these summer meetings so they don't dry out and become too hard. And I think the curators have done a good job over the summer months in achieving that.
Yep, understand. All right, good on you. Thanks a lot, Mark. Have a good meeting at Randwick.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ray Thomas is joining Ron now as well to preview this program in Sydney. Morning to you, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ron. Good morning, everyone. I know it's a huge day up there in the Gold Coast, boys. Good luck up there. But we've got a really interesting meeting, haven't we, at Randwick this afternoon. Some depth in the back half of the program, and let's hope we can find a few winners.
Let's hope so. I know Ron's done the form for Randwick. He's been sitting down doing it all week along with the Gold Coast. Glenn Munsey is here with me in our broadcast box at the track. Glenn, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Ronnie. You can't believe how many people Ronnie's disturbed at restaurants over the last 4 days with a laptop on the table there, clinking of glasses and watching replays while people are trying to enjoy their breakfast, their lunch and their dinner at different spots around Broadbeach and the like here, but you've got to do it, Ronnie, haven't you?
Oh, someone's got to do it.
Someone's just got to do it.
He's a pro, boys.
He is. He'll just keep going. Now, just before we launch into race one, and I know time's getting away from us, but the big news, Colossimo out, Tiara Star out of the two-year-old race, and the Stoughton horse Invader now gets a start for Dwayne Dunn. Tell us about the price of this horse now.
Well, you could have had $151 about it, Andrew, when the field came out on Monday, Invader, because it was the second emergency. And if you wanted to back it at that stage, of course, you took the odds to it, but you're going to get your money back if it never got a run, because it was emergency.
Yep.
And I don't know whether the boys had an inkling that something was going on or whatever, but it had been $151 to $26 since that point.
Okay, and that there's been bets on the horse?
Yeah, and it's now a $26 chance.
Okay.
Colossimo was I think, $61 chance when it came out. I'll just flick through this.
What draws it? What barriers Invader got?
18 Colossimo, and Invader had barrier 1, I think you'll find.
No, it wasn't 1.
Oh, righto.
Invader's drawn barrier number 9.
Yeah. Sierra Star had 2.
So it'll come in a couple. Yeah. All right, so that's the news on the race, but let's focus in on Randwick now, guys. A good program there, a couple of smallish fields, but this first race, it might be small, Glenn, but still quite intriguing with these horses that are debuting the two-year-old. So as your computer, what's his name?
Larry,
it gets powered up here. Give us the market for the first.
Okay, I'll just sort Larry into the right order, Andrew, which is much, much easier. And I tell you what, just like the sun coming up here every morning at 12:45 on the Gold Coast, Andrew's voice is just about shot by the end of Magic Man's Week. The first is the Tab Rewards plate here, where we've got Taking Aim as an $8 chance. Minari, the favourite, at $1.80. Momentum to Win is a $31 chance. Newberg at $4.80. And Piracy, back today with the cross noseband on, but the lugging bit off, is a $3.80 chance. Well, they're only interested in the favourite here, realistically, Minari. It did go up $1.80 on Wednesday, hasn't moved from that point up until this one. Second pick is actually Taking Aim, who's been $8 unchanged as well, and the rest of them are a long, long way away there. Piracy's $3.50 to $3.80, Newberg's $4.60 to $4.80, and Momentum to Win is $26 out to $31. But it's all about the favourite in the first, Minari.
Yeah, he's a free rolling colt by the look of him at the trials. He's he's got speed, he's got gauge speed. Piracy's drawn inside him. He'll probably hand up to him, although he's got his own speed in his own right. Newberg will be just on him, I'd say.
Yeah, good little race to start the day, isn't it, Ron? Because all five of these two-year-olds have shown ability at the trials. They're well bred, and a couple have been to the races already. Look, the boom on Minari is huge and probably well deserved. His two trial wins have been super. His most recent one at Rose Hill, what was, I thought, so impressive was natural speed out of the gates, led to the turn. Jamie Innes had a good tight grip on the reins, didn't give him much rein from the top of the straight, yet this colt just cruised away to win by a margin in time. Look, he looks a very promising type. The stable's bullish about him, and I think he'll make a winning debut here, number 2, Minari. Lovely colt by Snitzel, well-related on his dam side. It's a tie the knot family, Ronnie, and look, I think he's a natural. And with Jamie Innes' 2-kilo claim, number 2, Minari, on top for mine. Number 1, Taking Aim. I love the way he hit the line at Gosford at his debut. Really made up a lot of ground late, beaten narrowly into third spot behind his stablemate Calligrapher. Gets out to the Randwick 1,100 metres today from that Gosford 1,000. So he'll be probably stalking his other four rivals, but he'll be hitting the line hard. Number 5, Piracy, showed ability at the official trials back in September. Was up on speed in the Breeders' Plate, but didn't give much from the top of the straight. He's had one trial since, and that was a nice third behind what I think is a gun two-year-old, Ronnie, called Eden Rock. We haven't seen him yet, but watch for him. Piracy today, as you said, Ronnie, it'd be interesting to see what tactics they use, whether he'll try and hold out Minari and have that lead, because he has got good natural speed himself. And number 4, Newberg, shown promise in the trials, well-bred, all too hard colt. He'll be back probably with Taking Aim, stalking these leaders, and he'll be hitting the line hard. But the wraps on number 2, Minari, Ronnie, they're pretty hard to ignore, and I think on that trial form, he's set to make a winning debut in the first 2, 1, 5, and 4.
Yeah, can't improve much on that. I'm a Minari fan as well. He's really looked the goods. He looks a big, bold striding, good moving horse, which looks to have quality about him. And I have to have him on top. I'm really guarded with Piracy, though. I really loved his pre-season trial, and I had something on him in the Breeders' Plate. Obviously, John explained that he had some misplaced his palate or something there, so maybe they've found a little excuse for him, and he's totally unextended in that recent trial. He's the danger. Of the others, Newberg, two recent trials are very good, and I also like Taking Aim's last 50 metres there at Gosford, where it was just working into the race, and 1100 will suit him with a run under his belt. 2, 5, 4, and 1.
And Darren Flindell likes the 2 as well. 2 to beat 4, 5 and 1. 2, 4, 5 and 1 in race 1. Race 2, this is the hashtag, the handicap. It's over the 1,200 metres, Glenn, at 140.
Yeah, it's hard to work out, Andrew, whether you're on Queensland time.
I'm looking at papers,
exactly.
I'm reading papers that are an hour behind. So if I do make a mistake, I'm not meaning to. So 140, race 2.
Righto, we start with Butterboom here, who's an $8 chance. San Gervasi at $4. Piecnar is a $35 chance. Raymond, the favourite, at $2.20. Modar is a $5 chance. The Little Racketeer at $18. Countess Marinoff at $16. And Alaskan Wolf is a $26 chance. Best supported runner here is Raymond. I didn't know people are off underneath the lounge to back it after what happened to it at Canterbury the other day. But it's been $2.30 into $2.20. And second pick is Butterboom, who's been $8 unchanged.
Yeah, speed here. Well, maybe the Little Racketeer, who went forward the other day with 51.5 on her back, could go forward here. Raymond, fit and has gate speed. Butterboom tried to go forward from a wide gate last week, and it sort of backfired, but she generally has some gate speed, so she won't be far away here as well. And Sangiovese, from a good draw, should hold that barrier.
Yeah, I like Sangiovese, Ronnie, for that reason. I think she'll take advantage of her inside gate and settle right up on the speed there. I think Raymond might just sort of tuck in behind her. And I think they're the two here, Ronnie. I just like Sangiovese. She's got a good winning attitude, this mare from the Bjorn Baker stables. Only had the 6 race starts now, 3 wins so far, and she was really good first up at Warwick Farm just before Christmas. Held off Machine Gun Jubs, who was unlucky, admittedly. Golden Shoes was 3rd. He's run well since. I think she's a nice mare. She's on the improve. That runner will have a rock-hard fit here. And just at the odds, I favour her slightly over number 4, Raymond, who, look, who should have won at Canterbury. Everyone saw what happened there. And we just heard from Mark Van Gestel. She had very little galloping room from the 800 metres right to the winning post, basically. And one stride past the post, she was in front of In Her Time at Canterbury last start. She's racing particularly well, and she's the obvious danger to Sangiovese. Just the 220, Ronnie, I thought she's pretty short now. Look, number 1, Butterboom, very consistent mare. Her form's been sound. There were excuses, as Ronnie mentioned, for her Warwick Farm effort last start, and she wasn't beaten all that far behind Cadiro. Her 2 previous runs were excellent. With the claim, she's not that badly weighted, Butterboom, and she won't be too far away. And number 5, Motor, back in winning form, gets in well also with the claim. 4 good mares, all in form, clashing here, Ron. I've got 2 Sangiovese on top, just from the favourite, number 4, Raymond. 1 and 5, the best of the rest.
Yeah, I like Raymond here. She's obviously unlucky last time, and she won well first up there at Canterbury. Looks above average to my eye, and she's set to bounce back here. She maps beautifully, hard to beat. I thought Butterboom was the danger. Not much went right last week when she had too much to do. Very fit mare, backing up quickly here with a claim this week. 5, Motor. form Frank last week to a certain extent when she beat Chosen Prayer last start, and Chosen Prayer went on to win last week. Admittedly, it was only a highway, but third up off a win at a Peak Motors right in this race, and best of the rest is San Giovese. Nice win first up. Just elect a bit of strength last preparation, so I just want to see her do it at 1,200 before I start declaring her. 4, 1, 5 and 2.
Darren Flindell goes box same numbers, 4 to beat 2, 1 and 5. 4, 2, 1 and 5 for Darren in race number 2. By the way, I just want to clarify comments made by someone on this show last week that I still find quite disturbing. I've been affected this week by them, and all I can say is, Ray, I did not... I did not push you away on your holiday. I left you alone on your holiday. Ray, Ron made certain comments last week that affected me, affected my family, that I'd driven you to Fiji and I'd still annoyed you.
The only thing that can affect your family is you coming home after a week up here.
That's probably right. But how was the break in Fiji?
It was great, Andrew. Have you been to Fiji?
No, I haven't.
Worth going, but I think you're experiencing up there today by the sounds of things with the humidity.
It's
horrendous in Fiji.
Beautiful here at the moment. I'm not leaving this box.
Air conditioned box.
No, 99% humidity. If it's like this in Fiji, that's one place the wife definitely won't be going. She gets badly affected by it. Frizzy hair, I think she keeps telling me, but anyway.
Yeah, I get that.
Let's move to race 3. This is a 3-year-old, a benchmark 71 race.
Yeah, the Armour handicap here, where improvement is a $6 chance. Ebonos is currently $5.50. Henry the Createth, back today with a tongue tie on at $21. Treviso at $10. Echo Effect resumes at $9 chance. Spending to win out no deduction. Ghostly at $4.60. At that price makes it favourite. Reach for Heaven is $8. Tornado of Souls at $7. Pumpkin Pie at $7. And Test the World is a scratching. Well, as we mentioned on Formline on Thursday night, done from the mounting out here at the Gold Coast, this market has been totally redone from the time that it went up. And punters have been keen to bet in this race here. The best supported runner overall is Tornado of Souls. It's only in fractionally 8-7. Second pick is Ebonos. It's adrift of 460 to 550. Third pick is Treviso, and it's 15-10. And fourth pick is Pumpkin Pie, which has been 15-7. That has caused the favourite Ghostly, who opened $2.50, to now be a $4.60 chance. An improvement open equals second pick at 460. It's out to 6. And basically, they sit bottom two in the race in order of popularity.
Yeah, speed here, improvement. Well, she's a born leader. Had a lot of success winning a past three leading all the way, and she has barrier one here with a claim, so she'll kick up from barrier one. He's got speed, Tornado of Souls, so good speed winning at Wyong, and Treviso's got speed in his own right, so has to push forward from that wide draw.
I agree with what you said earlier, Ronnie. Almost race of the day. Well, I think it is race of the day. There's 6 last start winners in the 9-horse field. The other 3 are very promising. All 9 runners, you can make a case for them here because it's that sort of a race. I've got a wrap on number 7, Ghostly Ron. I thought he was terrific when resuming at Warwick Farm, and admittedly it was an outstanding Brenton Abdallah ride as he sliced through the field in the home turn and got into clear galloping space. But he's a lovely long-row colt. He let down beautifully that day to win well. I know Longreach failed at Canterbury midweek, which just puts a little question mark on the form, but I think Ghostly is a horse on the rise. Only had the 2 career starts now. He was beaten narrowly on De Bill in a very heavy track last winter, and I just love the way he attacked the line at Warwick Farm when resuming, and I think he's the horse to beat here, Ghostly. He'll appreciate Randwick, the big track and the 1,200 metres. I've got him on top, number 7, Ghostly, despite the fact he's got the wobbles, as Glenn mentioned. Number 5, Echo Effect, Kristen Buchanan trains. This is a really nice 3-year-old. He won his first 3 starts at his debut preparation early in the spring and then stepped out in the Heritage Stakes. Probably had enough by that stage, but a couple of his wins last prep were outstanding. And in his recent trial, I thought he was excellent. He was alongside Supreme Effort, who's a seasoned, tough older sprinter, very fit and in form at the moment. He ran well on the Takeover Target yesterday. And Echo Effect certainly held his own with Supreme Effort right to the line. He's come back in great shape, and at the $9, I think he's the value runner in a really good race. Can't knock number 1 improvement. She just keeps winning, has that great will to win. She'll bounce to the front from that inside gate with the claim. Still, she's getting up on the weights now, but you can't knock her form, and you've got to include her. And similarly, number two, Ebonos, he has really come back in a rich vein of form this prep. He was terrific at Warwick Farm first up, and I thought he was even better again at Kembla last start. He's going well, Ebonos, but really good race, Ron. I like number seven, Ghosty as a horse. I think he's got a lot of potential, and I've got him on top here in race three. 7, 5, 1, and 2.
Yeah, good race, as we keep saying, but I thought Treviso was the one over the odds. Well, he was over the odds at $15 earlier in the week. $10, yeah, I still think that's a nice little gamble here. I liked his return at Gosford. He run through the line there in that 1,000-metre race. He had a bit of guts to his form last preparation with placings behind Russian Revolution and Kentucky Miss. And I just think he's a horse that may have come back a bit stronger. So I'll gamble on him. Ebonos looked good running through the line both wins this preparation. And he's certainly up and running and going well, third up off a win. I'm respecting Tornado of Souls. Beat that nice horse, Swalu, I think, in its first start there. Swalu went on to win its maiden since then. They run for good time, and it does look a likely type, Tornado of Souls. And 5, Echo Effect, I agree. I thought his trial was excellent recently. He was in the same trial as, I think, Reach for Heaven, who's also a talented horse, and seemed to outpoint that horse in the trials, which is not everything. Good race. 4, 2, 9, 5.
4, 2, 9, and 5 there for Ron and for Darren Flindell. 7, Ghostly, to be 2, 10, and 5. 7, 2, 10, and 5 in race 3 for Darren Flindell. Let's take a break and then we'll be back to look at race 4, the Tab Highway, today at Randwick.
Sky Sports Radio has racing and sports covered Monday to Friday mornings from 9 on BSB Extra.
Get the lowdown on summer sports from the stars of sport.
It's always fantastic to have momentum on your side, and I feel that winning the Test Series 3-0 gives us great momentum moving into the one day.
Cricket, A-League, NBL, golf and the summer season of tennis.
Plus the trainers and jockeys talking about the day's racing.
Monday to Friday mornings at 9.
BSB Extra
on Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then WeetBet, you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick today. And a $25,000 quaddy jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out, thanks to Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
The Star Chinese Festival of Racing is set to go off with a bang over two Saturdays at Royal Randwick, February 4 and 11. Australia's first multicultural racing festival will celebrate the Lunar New Year in spectacular fashion. Special Lunar New Year entertainment, award-winning food and all the racing action as the track heats up ahead of the Sydney Carnival. For tickets and information, visit www.theatc.com.au. For a best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. The 2016 plate clearance is on now at Penrith Mazda Centre. Hurry in for special offers like Mazda 3 with free rego, free CTP and free stamp duty. Our Mazda Youth Centre has great offers on VT50s with over 30 on display. Penrith Mazda Centre, family owned and operated and with over 300 new Mazdas in stock. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
The annual Big Sports Breakfast Lunch is the hottest ticket on the sporting calendar. Join TK, Slats and the Big Sports Breakfast crew for the 2017 event. It'll be a fabulous afternoon with a host of your sporting favourites, including Craig Lowndes and Steve Roach. It's on Friday, February 24, in the Big Top at Sydney's Luna Park. Tickets at $155 per person, including two-course lunch and drinks. Come on, get a group of workmates or friends together and book a table. Don't miss out. Friday, February 24. Book your spot at the Big Sports Breakfast Lunch now. 90-33-75-34. That's 90-33-75-34.
Unmissable racing information is on Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ Saturday.
9 last 8 on Sky Sports Radio. We've got Ron Duffacy, Ray Thomas previewing Randwick today. Glenn Munsey's here in the broadcast box at the Gold Coast. And Glenn, another Tab Highway, another competitive race, race 4.
Yeah, Andrew, this week's Tab Highway is a Class 2 over 1,400 metres. And the toppie in the highway is Coglier down from Port Macquarie for Mark Quinn, linking up with Andrew Atkins here. And it's a $4.40 chance. Fireman Sam I Am at $41. Bold beginning at 18. Leulu. We still haven't worked it out to pronounce it correctly, but I think Leulu.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the chosen one in French. At $2.70 in favourite. Van Halen, Ronnie will be happy to hear. Bar plates on the hind here at $10. Al Cabana at $7. Skin Deep at $41. Plucky Star came out yesterday, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Love None at $16. Zazudio at $10. Marnero is a $13 chance and Mr. Spin at $21. Not massive betting been happening here. The favourite, the best supported runner here over Al Cabana and then Coglier.
It's a tricky map. I struggled with it, to tell you the truth. Van Halen went forward at a mile at Wagga last time and was probably up there in the 1400 at Goulburn at its previous start, but he's not a noted leader. I think they've got decisions to make with these two favourites here. I think Coglier will go forward as far as the makeup of the race is concerned. And Leulu, it's up in the air what's going to happen there with her. You know, they've had success taking a sit on her, and she went back at Canterbury. But this is 1,400 now, and a decision to be made from that wide draw, whether it be negative or positive. So, tricky map.
What about the tempo, Ron? What do you think?
Look, it's muddling.
Slight concern, because I like a horse who'll get back in the race, but she's at odds here, number 11, Marnero. Look, I know she was beaten last start at Mudgee as favourite, but there are plenty of excuses at benchmark 60. She was back last as she normally does and was just held up inside runners coming into the straight, and by the time she got clear, the race was over. She still flew home late to run fourth behind Drill Master. She was a favourite that day. She's out to $13, I think Glenn mentioned. Her two previous wins, albeit in a maiden at Warren and a class one at Mudgee, she came from last in both and was dynamic late. I think at the odds she's worth a gamble. I am concerned about the tempo. I hope there's enough up front to give her a chance to run home, because I think she'll really appreciate the Randwick 1400. At the $13, I think she's great value, number 11, Marnero. The favourite, number 4, Elu. Look, at Canterbury last start, she just got beaten for speed improvement, flew out of the gates out wide that day, and they hummed along early and she was out the back. Eventually she got going late and she worked home nicely to run sixth. Her previous win at Scone, she came from off the speed and was dominant late. I think she'll also really appreciate the Randwick 1400 metres here, but like Ronnie, I'm just a little bit concerned where she may get in the run from that awkward gate. Number 10, Zazudio, going really well this mare. She was bringing at Canberra two runs back. Last start again at the same track, was hitting the line hard. Good, tough mare. Norm Gardner knows how to win these Tab Highways, and Jamie Innes' claim is a big plus for number 10, Zazudio. And number 6, Al Cabana. Look, he's going to win one of these Tab Highways shortly. He's been thereabouts in his last three starts. He gets back in the field too, but also finishes hard. I think Rennick will suit him. Tempo is so important here, Ron, for a lot of these runners. And like you, it was difficult to map just who's going to lead and just how fast they'll go. But at the odds, a light number 11, Marnero, each way in a tough Tab Highway race for 11, 4, 10 and 6.
I think it's the two favourites. And I like a Coglier here. I know he ran last in that four-horse field first up, but that's benchmark form, and that was a strong race. There's a couple of really nice horses in that race. He has won second up in the past, and I'm happy to go his way. He does have tactical speed as well. I think 440 is fair. I think, obviously, lose the danger. Number 4, she's also got benchmark form, and that first up win at Scone was a beauty. Then you know, not everything went right at Canterbury last time. Gets a regular jockey back on today. Of the others, Zazudio gets in light and probably returned in better form, the best form of her career. And Al Cabana, he's had a bit of experience in these benchmarks races, which always stands him in good stead. I think 1 and 4 will fight it out. 1, 4, 10, 6.
1, 4, 10 and 6 there for Ron. And for Darren Flindell, it's 1 on top, Coglier, to beat 6, 4 and 9. 1, 6, 4 and 9 in race 4. And Glenn, we've got a jackpot today, a big 6 that will kickstart on that fourth race at 150.
I seriously didn't think I had anything left. Yeah, I just seriously didn't think I had anything left, Andrew, but I found another 25.
25,000 goes in there.
It was either that or Carla Zampatti was going to finish with it, so Denise could get another dress.
It starts at 250, the Big Six jackpot today, race 4. Race 5 feature one of the features of the day, small field, but still gives us a chance of backing a winner.
Yeah, the Maroubra Mile here, which sounds like Michael Fraser's running each and every morning down there. But we've got Religify here, a $2.40 chance, Kapoor at 14. Now, Loyal The Man came out yesterday, 24 cents the win and 18 cents the place. Off the Rails, out no deduction. Harada Bay, a $5 chance. Surreal came out yesterday, 6 cents the win and 8 cents the place. And Gold Ambition favourite at $2.10. Well, there hasn't been massive interest in this race because I think punters knew on Wednesday that it was going to finish a small field, and we told them on Thursday night on Formline that Loyalty Man was coming to the Gold Coast. Most popular runner is actually the Queensland visitor here in Harada Bay, just in front of Gold Ambition, but it's not strong.
Tactical affair on paper, you think, oh, Religify leads Gold Ambition, but if Gold Ambition wants to beat Religify, maybe he has to pull that little bit of pressure or be a little bit aggressive. But I think Chris is aware of that, listening to this morning, saying he's, you know, he's not going to go too slow. He likes to roll. So an interesting little affair, how it sets up and who puts pressure on who, and you know, are they going to get at each other early and give these two behind them some hope? I don't know.
Yeah, for a four-horse race, Ronnie, intriguing, isn't it? I like the 7 Gold Ambition. I sort of anticipate he'll tuck in behind Religify, Ron, and look, I think he's ready to win. I know he's only had that one win in 17 starts, and if you backed him in his last couple, he's been a little bit costly, but he was game last start at Canterbury, only caught in the last few bounds by a Loyalty Man when trying to lead throughout. That was over 15.50. Gets out to the Randwick Mile, where we mustn't forget he did run a very good third in the Group 1 Randwick Guineas back in March of last year behind Le Romain. And if he can strike that sort of form, he should win this. And I think on that run at Canterbury last start, he's pretty close to a win again. With the claim for Andrew Adkins, I think he gets all the favours here, number 7, Gold Ambition. I've got him on top from number 1, Religify, who, look, he's never won beyond 1,400 metres, and up until this prep, you'd say he's no chance in the world of running the mile, but he's settling better in his races now. And at Canterbury, 3 starts back, he ran second, and a very good second, to Red Excitement over 15.50. And look what Red Excitement's done since. He won the Summer Cup, and yesterday he won the Gosford Cup. I know he comes off that indifferent run at Rose Hill on Christmas Eve, but he had a 35-day break between runs due to a little setback, and he'll be fitter here, and if he can dictate up in front with the claim for Blake McDougall, he's very well in 58, Religify. He'll will be hard to run down. Harada Bay and Kapoor will be stalking these two. If they go hard, they go mad up in front, they're both capable of finishing over the top of them. But I think the two favourites can fight this out, Ron. It'll be a battle of tactics. I've got 7 Gold Ambition on top from 1, 5 and 2.
Yeah, no bet race for me. I'm 7215. I'll go with Gold Ambition, but with that poor strike rate and being a $2.10 chance, what do you want to do? You know, I don't know. Kapoor interests me. You know, he finds a soft race with no depth, and Kieran Maher, you know, must think he's going all right to put him on the float and take him up the highway. So at $14, I'm not knocking. Religify couldn't lead last time, and that was the problem. But still, he still has to bounce back at this distance, which is, looks risky. And Harada Bay, well, it's been a while between drinks for him as well. So 7215, no bet.
And for Darren Flindell, it's 7 Gold Ambition to beat 5, 1 and 2. 7, 5, 1 and 2 in race 5. Looking at race 6 now, Glenn, this is the Tab Handicap. This is the staying race of the day over the 2,400 metres.
Yeah, we start with the Rumour File here, who is a $14 chance. Burning Energy at $8. Trafalgar, now he's got blinkers on and a late change here. Synthetic Hoof Filler on the near 4. And it's a $4.20 chance, so that price makes it favourite. The Way We Are at $4.80. The Admiral Jello is a $5.50 chance. The Melbourne Visitor, Hard Earn, is a $4.80 chance. Zardapaz, or $12. A Topaz at $13. Dreamfolk at $21. And Marman is an $18 chance. Once again, not overly vigorous, the betting here. The way we are, the most popular runner, $4.60 out to $4.80. Second pick, Burning Energy, $8 unchanged. Third pick, Admiral Jello, $6 into $5, back to $5.50. And fourth pick, but the best firmer in the race, is Hard Earn, who's been 8 into $4.80, scratch from Flemington. And David Brydack said it's coming to Sydney because he thought it was a much, much easier race.
Yeah, speed here, the way we are, well, he's three of his last four, he's led, he's won, so he's aggressive here. You've also got horses like Topaz, who's slow, but they'll be attempting to put him in the lead. He's a real grinder, Topaz. And then you've got horses like Burning Energy, stablemate, first time at 2,400. And even Hedern, this Melbourne visitor, is a go-forward type of stayer.
Yeah, solid tempo, Ron, which is good to see in these staying races. Look, I'm giving him one more chance. I keep saying it, number three, Trafalgar, he keeps sucking me in. Look, I took note of what Chris Wallace said earlier when he admitted the horse has been disappointing this prep, beaten favourite his last two, and to be fair, he had every possible hope when he ran second to The Way We Are at Randwick on Boxing Day. I thought he was going to loom up to win there at about the 250, but he was outstayed. A couple of things today, though, just swayed me back to Trafalgar. The blinkers are going on, which hopefully will keep him focused. He is rock-hard fit. And he meets The Way We Are 2 kilos better at the weights. That just might be enough to swing it his way. I think he's a horse with ability. I think he's probably has been racing a little bit below his best this prep, but he might get his opportunity this afternoon. I'm going to give him one more chance, number three, Trafalgar. I thought the danger, if it was a knockout chance here, down on the weights, number eight, Dream Folk. I loved his run in that race on Boxing Day. He worked home really strongly late behind The Way We Are and Trafalgar. He's fifth up, rock hard fit. Runs a 2,400 metres out strongly, has the light weight and the firm track conditions which he needs. At $21, he's over the odds, number eight, Dream Folk. No knock on number four, The Way We Are. He's just in terrific form and he's, as Ron said, won three of his last four by leading and dominating. Might not quite get that opportunity to do so today, as there is a couple of horses here, particularly Zadda Paz or Satopaz, who like to roll forward and make it a staying test. So he may not get things his own way. If he does, he's obviously the horse to run down. And I think number seven, Satopaz, is ready to strike form now, two runs back, but he needs this to be run at a very, very solid tempo, as he's a one-paced grinder. Call me a masochist running, but I'm giving him one more chance, number three, Trafalgar. Blinkers on it, just might turn the corner for him today. Three Trafalgar on top from 8, 4 and 7.
Yeah, I don't blame you, give him another chance. I've been totally against him all prep and I want to be on his back today. I love the fact that he's had a mile and a half run, a lead up run now, and he gets the blinkers on. He's very fit, he's fifth up. No excuses for him here today, and like you said, a touch better off at the weights here today. The Way We Are, he's as tough as they come and he's in the mix again. I respect this horse, Harden. It was good behind Anis Mirabilis last time, and that form has been frank with Anis Mirabilis going on to win the Bagot after that race. So that's good, strong Melbourne staying form. And David Brightoak's a good traveller of horses. So you know, I'm expecting a good run from this horse and been very solid in the market all week. Like they went up $8, 8, 6, 5, 4, 80. So there's a good feel about him. And Admiral Jello seems to be going well enough. Got a rough hope. 3, 4, 6 and 5.
Darren Flindell likes the 5, Admiral Jello, to win for Chris Lees and Jim Doyle. 5 on top to beat 3, 4 and 6. Or James Doyle, 5, 3, 4 and 6 for Darren Flindell in the TAB handicap. Just looking, guys, the Gold Coast here for the Magic Millions. The scratchings have gone interim. There's no additionals in the two-year-old. Colossimo and Tiara Star are both out. And Invader, the second emergency, gets a start. Dwayne Dunn will take the ride. So those scratchings have now gone interim for here at the Gold Coast. Glenn, we're moving to race 7. You'll be sinking a few of these, I reckon, through this very warm day here.
I certainly hope so, Andrew. And we've got 8 scratchings at the Gold Coast, so when they go final, we'll have 46. in race 7 here, Invincible, backing up from last Saturday, is a $13 chance. Dylan's Rojo at 26. Esteban is a $13 chance. Sabino Speed at $6.50. Careless at $8.50. Invincible Knight, $4.60. Tower of Song at $19. Disgraceful at $8. Metallic Crown at $31. Proconsul is out, no deduction run yesterday at Gosford. We're Sure at $12. Choice We Had at $8. Louis C.K. at $13. Lancelot is a scratching, no deduction. And Ari Gold here, as I scroll down. Now, Ari Gold will have synthetic hoof filler, front and hind. It's a $21 chance in that race. Concentration here, most popular runner is Invincible Knight. Did go up 460, went into 440, got back to 460 this morning. Then you look down towards the bottom. Choice We Had in Louis C.K., and then back to the toppy in Invincible, who last week tailed off on a slow track, will be much better suited on the dry.
Dylan's Rojo's got enough speed to get across from the wide draw. You've got horses like Sabino Speed and Careless, who both went forward the other day. Metallic Crown's been ridden forward of late, and he could be there if there's similar tactics there. But he probably has to be aggressive on Dylan's Rojo. He likes to lead.
And they should run along, shouldn't they, Ron, which will set up this race for number 6, Invincible Knight. I'm with the favourite here. He was terrific on Boxing Day when resuming, and in the end, the margin was only a half neck, but he was arrogant late. He just picked up those leaders so quickly and won well late. He's a promising horse, Invincible Knight. When he strikes form, he generally strings a few together, as he did last prep when he won 3 consecutive races. And I know he's up in grade here. Black McDougall's claim, though, brings him in nice with 55, and I think he's a horse really going places. A promising horse, number 6, Invincible Knight. From number 13, Louis C.K., always goes round over the odds. He was at Rose Hill last start when he flew down the outside to win on Christmas Eve. A talented horse. His 4 runs has prep been excellent. His previous run at Rose Hill, he had no luck when he ran 11th. So it was no surprise to see him run so well at big odds at Rose Hill last start. And again, he'll go round at back of the odds, about the $13. He'll run a race off that good speed up front. He'll be hitting the line hard. Number 4, Sabino Speed. There was no fluke about that win on December 17. He led and he fought off Careless in a terrific battle. 28 days between runs that day at the Randwick 1400 metres. Amanda Turner's done exactly the same thing today. 28 days between runs, and he'll be up on speed making his own luck again and be hard to run down. And number 12, Choice We Had's been up for a while but hasn't run a bad race all prep. Been a little bit unlucky. His racing pattern suggests he needs a bit of luck in running, but he's very consistent. He won't be too far away. But I like this horse, number 6, Invincible Knight. It's got a lot of promise. He's on top in race 7, 6, 13, 4 and 12.
Yeah, I'm a fan of him as well. McDougall's got confidence in the horse. His form for this stable's outstanding. He's a different horse. He's a more mature horse. And I think he should improve off that first up win. Invariably, John Thompson horses are underdone first up, and they just keep improving through their preparation. So I thought he was one of the better gambles of the day here. I thought Sabino Speed, who's been kept fresh off a track and distance win last time, has a different form line here, but maybe a stronger race or stronger benchmark race they come out of. Careless comes out of that race, and past 2 runs have been good. And best of the rest, I agree. With a bit of pressure up front here, Choice We Had could be the one. Racing a little bit closer at 1,400 metres from an inside draw and maybe strong at the finish. But I'm with the 6, 4, 5 and 12.
And for Darren Flindell, he likes the 6 as well. Invincible Knight to beat 5, 12 and 1. 6, 5, 12 and 1 for Darren Flindell in race number 7. We're just watching here at the track. You never know what unfolds at a racetrack in the mornings of a meeting. We've been watching
he's a bloke in a tractor and looks as though it's got a slasher on the back of it. He's evidently, I think he's Juan Fangio's brother or something. The bloke, he's gone 135 kilometres an hour down the back straight here of the Gold Coast. He's up in the chute, Andrew, in the 1,000 metre chute there, alongside the Sky building, the Sky there. But he's got out of the tractor now. It's probably run out of petrol or something. So
hurtling around, as you say, like a Formula One.
Oh, so he's definitely not cutting the grass, but geez,
he's running late.
Yeah, he was hurling along the back straight there. It might be the place to be out wide there. He's flattening it down. Better get on to race 8, Andrew, because it's the tab.com.au handicap. handicap here at 20 past 5. And we've got Top Striker as a $4.80 chance. In Costa Natty at $12. Our Renaissance at $16. Our Sita, hasn't he got a massive day? Joe O'Neill. He's got horses in Sydney, he's got horses in Melbourne, and he's got seven runners at the Gold Coast and paid $600,000 for one yesterday.
I said to him yesterday, where did you find the $600,000? He said, I just dug it up out the backyard.
But he's going right.
And he said, it's fully paid for already, $600,000.
But remember, was it, might have been the Easter sales last year, or one of the sales, he said, I think he paid $251,000. He said that was the most expensive one he'd ever bought in his life, and he's paid $600,000 for this.
Yeah, remarkable. Yeah. I thought they'd made a mistake, but Joe told me yesterday, yep, we've paid up and ready to go, hopefully, in this race next year.
Right, well, they've got Awasita here as a $7.50 chance. Last Witness is at $35. Rado, they've scratched it. They've probably run out of owner's tickets for Joe and the connections there. No deduction. Shoemaker, he's back today since May 2014 with a tongue tie on at $31. Battioth, back as a gelding at $4. Then we go to Quantrill at 12, Wonderbolt at 16. Magic Alibi came out yesterday, 11 cents a win and 11 cents a place. Khaleesi out, no deduction. Machine Gun Jubs at $3.80 in favourite. Jatello's at $41, and you can put the pen through the bottom three, Beauterage, Jetsonic and Siliquois. Best supported runner here, Machine Gun Jubs, did go up as much as $6, but Magic Alibi was in the race as a $6 chance at that stage, but it was still into $4 by yesterday, $3.80 this morning. Second pick is Battioth. Third pick is Top Striker. Fourth pick is Awasita. So fairly market order here for race 8.
Yeah, speed. Our Renaissance has got speed from out wide, and Costa Natty, obviously, he can roll along up near the lead as well. And Top Striker, if he jumps, he's an on-pace stalking sort of a horse as well. Machine Gun Jubs can race closer with a clean getaway than he was the other day.
Yeah, she had no luck that day, did she, at Warwick Farm. Ronnie, she collided with Rado just after the start and it shunted out the back, and that was almost race over. And we heard from Mark Van Gestel earlier, she was held up again in the straight, and I thought she did a super job closing late to run second to San Giovese. Look, I think she's a really nice mare, Machine Gun Jubs. I know she's up in grade here taking on some tough season campaigners, but only had 8 starts for 4 wins. Angela Davies, whose stable's having a great run, has got this mare back in really good order. And from this gate, I think she'll settle right up on the speed. And look, I think she's my bet of the day, Ronnie. I really like this mare. She's progressive type, number 13, Machine Gun Jubs. The 380, she's short enough now, but I'm still prepared to take the gamble. From number 1, Top Striker, going great this horse, extended prep, but his form's terrific, and breakthrough for a deserved win on Boxing Day at Ramick. Greg Hickman's had this horse up for a while, but he's going great guns. Top Striker likes this track, and with the claim, he also gets in well. He'll be hard to beat. Number 4, Awasita, working up to a win, and her last start effort was pretty good, chasing home Top Striker. She's 4th up today, got the nice barrier, the claim. Again, ticks a lot of boxes. And number 8, Badajoz, has been good money, as Glenn suggested, for this galloper. He was really good last preparation, stringing together a number of consistent performances, and his 2 recent trials have been eye-catching. He'll run well fresh. Good race again, Ronnie, but I like this mare, number 13, Machine Gun Jubs. In race 8, 13, 1, 4 and 8.
I liked Badajoz here. I know he's off a long break, but I've loved his 2 trials. I was a little bit distressed when I heard he hasn't made the cut. He's getting sold next week, the Godolphin Cut, annual cut, where he goes for sale after this run. But
it usually means they win, Ron.
Well, hopefully you're right, because I want to be with him here. You know, there's a little case you could make that he's probably better on soft tracks, but I'll trust my eye and say he can win just on those 2 barrier trials. Dangers, I would think, although up in class, Machine Gun Jubs is obviously lightly raced with talent. So she goes in there. She looks short enough at 380. Mm. I was sort of thinking she was a $5 or $6 chance. And then the 2 horses out of the stronger race. Top Striker number 1 and Awasita number 4. There's nothing wrong with the races they come out, the race they come out of. 8, 13, 1 and 4.
8, 13, 1 and 4. And for Darren Flindell, 1 Top Striker to beat 9, 13 and 8. 1, 9, 13 and 8 in race 8. Now just going back for race 7, the Schweppes handicap, the rider for 15 RE Gold is Jay Ford. Jay Ford is on race 7, number 15, Ari Gold. And I know Tony Brazel mentioned it earlier as one of his trial fancies. Glenn, let's have a look at the last here, the Highland race colours.
Right, we start with Regal Monarch here with a lugging bit on and a tongue tie on. And I saw saw one publication said it was a gelding, but I just question some of those sometimes with those overseas horses.
Yeah.
It wasn't on the Racing New South Wales side as being a gelding. It was elsewhere, but it's a $41 chance anyway. Dark Eyes at $5, Francesco at $8.50, Classic Unit form at $4.20. That price makes it favourite. Hand from above $5.50, More Than Fabulous $15, Chestnut Road at $8.50. Secateur with the bar place on the hind there is a 101 chance. Leopari, Blinkers On, $13. Obsidian, Blinkers On, Norton Bit On, Lugging Bit Off, Offside Bubble Cheeker Off at $9.50. Intrepid Way came out this morning, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Portman came out Thursday evening, 6 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Regibawi's at 15 and Shutterbug is a scratching. Not huge, the support in the last race here. Best supported runner overall is Hand from Above, and that's the people that have been on it its last few with the flashing light on it. Second pick is Dark Eyes, and it's a drifter. Third pick is Classic Uniform, and it's the best firmer in the race.
Yeah, look, there's two likely leaders here, Dark Eyes and Classic Uniform. They're both tough types. Maybe Classic Uniform can probably take up the running, and especially with the scratching of Portman, who I would have thought would have put more pressure into this race. So that's come out of it now. So a high-pressure race has turned into a tactical lead battle between two and four.
I like the five Hand from Above, Ronnie. He'll need luck from that awkward gate, but look, he's ready to win this horse. His two runs back have been super, and last start at Rose Hill on Christmas Eve, he made his run right down the centre of the track with Louis CK. They ran first and second that day. He was really good. Gets out to the mile, which will suit him, and I agree, Ronnie, he'll need a bit of luck, and that tempo is a slight concern, but he's ready to win. Getting up to the mile, ideal for number five Hand from Above. For number six, More Than Fabulous, this horse is going around at $15 here. His form's really good. I know he's better on wet tracks, but last start at Rose Hill on Christmas Eve, he had absolutely zero luck. He was working into the race when he got chopped off by Embley, the eventual winner. When she finally got out, Deanne Payne, into a clear galloping room, More Than Fabulous stormed home to run third. He's going well, this horse, and at $15, he's worth throwing into your multiples. Number four, Classic Uniform. As Ronnie said, he's a tough horse, this Blake. Last start, he was wide all the way from an awkward gate, and he was still there halfway down the straight, running a very good third behind Cabeza de Vaca. From this gate today, he'll be either up on the lead or outside Dark Eyes. He'll get every chance. And number 13, Red Dabawi. His two runs back have been really good, probably looking for a fraction further now, but he's at big odds. He'll get back. He'll be running home hard, and again, one worth throwing in your multiples. Good race to last. Plenty of depth. A lot of chances, Ron. In race 9, I've got five Hand from Above on top from 6, 4 and 13.
I'm with him too, Hand from Above. He just wants a good ride, and it's a tricky ride for young Haywood here. Look, he has gone forward at mile races in the past. He was up there at Warwick Farm one day winning at a mile. So he'll have to judge the speed of this race to say, will I go forward? Will I sit midfield? Will I be going back looking for cover? I think it's a 9-metre rail. He'll know if there's any pattern for the day, and hopefully this horse can adjust to the situation. I have him on top. I think Dark Eyes, he gets to the mile quickly here. He went from 11 to 14 the other day, but I think the key to this horse is dead set dry track, so he'll be there for a while. Classic Uniform's had a real couple of gut busters, but he's the type of horse that can cope with that, and he certainly gets his chance. He might have just, I don't know whether he's better on sting out of the track for him, but his recent dry form is good. And Francesco, best of the rest. I'm 5, 2, 4, 3.
And that's 5, 2, 4, and 3. And for Darren Flindell, 5 on top to be 2, 4, and 7. 5, 2, 4, and 7 in the last. So they're the tips for the 9 race card. Ray, have you got a confident feel about 1 or 2?
Yeah, I like race 8, number 13, Machine Gun Jubs. So I really like this mare, Andrew. She's a progressive type. Big test today, but I think she's up to it. And in the Tab Highway, I'm going to have something each way on number 11, Ma Nero, in race 4.
Race 4, number 11, each way there at the odds that were given there. I think it was about
$13,
$13, yeah. And the best, race 8, number 13, Machine Gun Jubs. Ray, thanks for coming in. Have a good week, mate, and we'll talk to you during it.
Same you, Andrew, and good luck to our listeners this afternoon.
Good on you, Ray. Ray Thomas there. What about you, Ron?
Race 7, number 6, Invincible Knight for me, Andrew.
Race 7, number 6. And I know many people have watched you on Formline and the like, but for those that haven't, what are your fancies up here at the Gold Coast?
Look, I'm a huge fan of From Within. I think she's a top-class filly. I know she's got a lot of obstacles put in front of her today, second start in a race, and hot day she's had to travel up here. But I think she's good enough to do it. I think she's a high-quality filly.
That is From Within, which is race 8, number 13 in the two-year-old classic today. Ron, enjoy it out here. It'll be a great day's racing. We've spoken about the heat and the humidity, but outside that, the racing is going to be fantastic. Enjoy it out here, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ron Duppacy there joining us. Let's go and have a chat with Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club. Brett, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Andrew, and good morning to all the punters. On another fabulous day of racing across the country.
It certainly is a big one up here at the Gold Coast, but what about for the folk heading out to Randwick? They've got plenty of surrounds there inside the grandstand on a day that will get into the low 30s. They've got plenty of beautiful surrounds.
Yeah, no doubt at all, Andrew. You have the best of both worlds. Whether you enjoy that warm weather in summer, you can spread out across the lawns and all those areas across out the front and the back and the theatre of the horse, but of course inside as well, plenty of room and plenty of space in that beautiful air conditioning across all the public and members areas. So people should know that the gates open at 11:30, slightly earlier for members. Get in there early and get your spot and get into the cool, I should say, if that's what you're after. And another fabulous day of racing at Randwick today, and of course all the action from the Gold Coast on all the screens.
Yeah, exactly. People can go to the web pages. We spoke with Chris Waller earlier. Winx Trials on Tuesday for the first time, counting down to February 11, the Apollo Stakes. People can go to your web page and start locking away their autumn.
Yeah, that's right, Andrew. Look, I think we're all looking forward to heading out to Rose Hill on Tuesday morning. I'll be there to have a look myself at the Mighty Mare as she steps back onto the track. As you say, she's due to return on the 11th of February at Royal Randwick in the Star Apollo Stakes. It's the second week of our Chinese Festival of Racing that day, and all those details are at theatc.com.au for all race days coming up. Can I just briefly mention, Andrew, on behalf of the club, it's been a fairly sad week, I guess, in some respects, and on behalf of our chairman, Laurie Macri, and everybody, we send our condolences to Ronnie Quinton and all the family on the passing of Margaret, and of course the Cummings family with the passing of Val Mayer. A bit sad, but we've been very blessed to have those people as part of the racing family.
Yeah, and the racing family is certainly helping those families affected with their sad losses during the week for sure. Brett, have a good day out of Randwick. We look forward to watching it all from 1 o'clock today.
Thanks, Andrew, and good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine from the Australian Turf Club will take a break. It's just on 9 o'clock or just after. In a moment, we'll look at Flemington in Melbourne.
The new year will be packed with plenty of thrilling harness racing. Tuesday mornings, Greg Hayes brings you all the latest in On The Pace. Hear from trainers, drivers and industry officials. On The Pace, Tuesday mornings at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Gavelhouse.com's latest bloodstock auction catalogue is online now. Join us and bid from wherever you are, whether at home, out and about, or on the farm. Hurry, bidding closes this Monday at 7 p.m. Visit gavelhouse.com to start bidding.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase a selected fridge or washing machine and get it delivered free. Plus the packaging in the old fridge or washer taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details.
Are you stuck in traffic now? Think of the relaxing time later when you're enjoying a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Chardonnay, always affordable, by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Unmissable racing information is on Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ Saturday.
Start looking at Flemington in Melbourne. They've had a little bit of rain overnight or yesterday. 3.4 millimetres of rain has fallen, but the track is still a good four. And the scratchings, let's check them out for you. In race one, it's clear. Race two, take out number six. In race three, the scratching is number four. Race four, takeout number five. Race five at Flemington, the scratching is number seven. Race six, takeout four, five and nine. Race seven, the toppy is out. One, Kenja Wood, and 12, Tough Host, one and 12. Race eight, the scratchings are six and 11. And race nine, the last, takeout number 11. So they're the scratchings for Flemington. Let's welcome in the very best in the business, Dean Lester. Morning to you, Dean.
Hello, Andrew.
How's Flemington, mate? It's a bit overcast. I think Mick Goody told us earlier this morning.
Yes, I think it'll be okay in that regard. It just looks a pretty challenging program. There's good bit of depth in most of the races.
Righto, and Mark Hutter's done all the form. And I know, Mark, having a chat with you yesterday on air with David Brightoak sending Harden to Sydney, you've had to change your tips in at least one race.
Yes, Andrew, I haven't had a look at that Sydney field, and I don't profess to know the Sydney form at all, but gee, Hardern was flying, and I thought it was the one to beat down here, so hopefully the experts up in Sydney like Hardern.
Okay, let's start looking at them. Glenn Munsey's here with us in our broadcast box of the Gold Coast, and Glenn, the first race here comes up at 12:48.
Yeah, small fields the first couple of races there today, Andrew, at Flemington. So in this first race we start with Widgie Turf, who's the $2.40 favourite. Oak Door's a $5 chance. Emp Door at $3. Ken Edna at 11. Fudged at 21. Haverdash 26. Congressional 23. Dazzy's Days an $18 chance. Well, might only be a field of eight, but there's support for six of the runners here. Easily the best of those is the toppy in Widgie Turf. $2.70 into $2.40. Second pick is Oak Door, who's a drifter, $4.40. Open $4.80 this morning has already got to $5. And Emp Door, third pick, has already this morning been $3.20 back into $3.
Dean, how do you see the opener?
Andrew, I'm going to go with Widgie Turf. I don't think there's a lot between the three main chances, but Widgie Turf was good last start, dropping back in distance. Previous run here was good winning. I think it'd be hard to beat. I think Emp Door's the danger. He just looked very lost around the home turn at Caulfield and wandered around and was on the wrong leg. And then when he changed leg at about the 120-metre mark, he really found the line well. Blinkers go on here and on his home track at Flemington. I think he can run well. Oak Door was quite a good win at Sandown. He's right in the mix. His form with Emp Door at Caulfield ties in well. And Kenedna, who probably missed her chance to be a good thing last week at Caulfield when she was scratched, has to take on the boys this week. Next best. 1, 3, 2 and 4.
Yeah, I've got the same four numbers, just a different order. Look, I like number three, Emp Door. I thought with a more positive ride the other day, it would have won the race. I think the blinkers go on here. I would expect it to spear out from gate one and lead, control it over 1,400 metres, give a big kick, and be awfully hard to run down. 2, Oak Door, looks like going forward, sitting outside Emp Door. I think they can dominate the race. 1, Widgie Turf's in terrific form and better suited 1,400 metres. And totally agree, number 4, Ken Edna. Looked a good thing last week, was scratched. This is a harder race that'll be running on, but I thought place might be best. 3, 2, 1 and 4.
For Greg Miles, he likes Widgie Turf number 1 to beat 3, 8 and 2. 1, 3, 8 and 2 in race 1. Race 2, Glenn, it's over the 2,000 metres at Flemington.
You're in a good battle developing here, Andrew, at the top of the market here. There's a very, very little separating the top three picks, but the favourite is the toppy in Hell and High Water, who's a $2.90 chance, just pushed from $2.80 earlier this morning. Honey Cara at $3, it's out from $2.80 this morning. Van Dancer is at $3.80. Then we go to Ariane at $12. My Sanctuary's at $6.50. A Little Loose is not there. Aurora Miss at $41 and Caves at $81. Best supported runner overall is Honey Cara here. Did open $3.30, but as I said, $2.80 out to $3 already today. Second pick is Just My Sanctuary. As much as $8 bet about it, but that was with a Little Loose in the race as a $15 chance, but it is second pick. Third pick is Van Dancer and Helen High Water, who did open as the favourite. It's still favourite at the moment. It actually sits sixth pick in a field of seven.
Okay, some interesting moves there. What about, Mark, for your race two?
Hoss, I'm tipping the first two leaders at Flemington, so hopefully I don't get the only day where leaders can't win at Flemington. I'm tipping number one, Hello High Water, who got beaten last time, but I thought it was nearly the best run of its campaign. It showed terrific fight. I think it will spear out from the gate, lead, control the race, out to 2,000 metres with enough weight, but I just think it's in such good form, it'll take a power of running down. Two Honeycara should go forwards. It's second outside it. Just did a little bit of work last time. I think it's got a great hope. I think three Van Dance's form is just a touch behind them. It's racing well, but this is harder. And number five, My Sanctuary, who getting fitter and gets a good run just behind them, it'll be looking to chime in late. 1, 2, 3, and 5.
Yeah, and that's how I've sort of read it. I'm going to go with My Sanctuary. I think she's getting better with each run this time in. Probably ran as well as the race allowed her to last start. It was a smart ride on Van Dancer to pinch the prize there. I just think My Sanctuary might be the one on the up. Hell or High Water's the danger. She is just going so well. And that last 100 of the 1,700 last time out against the males gives you good hope that she will run 2,000 metres. Two Honeycara's racing well. She's been in fairly low-pressure races, but she's running well. She's a chance again, and Van Dancer off the back of that win at Sandown. But I thought it was just all about the ride that won the race there. This is a little bit harder. 5, 1, 2 and 3.
Boxed up numbers for Greg Miles. He likes the two Honeycara to beat 1, 5 and 3. 2, 1, 5 and 3 in race two. Race three at Flemington's over the 1,400 metres here. Glennon, mark the scratchings. Vital importance here. What price have we got vital importance for Henry Dwyer?
Yeah, actually the favourite, Andrew, and another competitive betting race. The scratching is the 4 expensive here. So we've got vital importance as the $4 favourite. Deja Blue at $6.50. Princess Arrow at $4.80. Expensive is a scratching. Mar Jones, $6.50. New Summer Night at $6. Gingy at $19. Essence of Terror, $4.20. And Absolutely Certain is a $51 chance. Best supported runner here is actually Mar Jones, and half the money invested on it has come for it this morning, where it's been $7 into $6.50. Second pick is Princess Arrow, a long, long, long way away. Third pick is Deja Blue.
Dean, how do you see race three?
Andrew, I'm going to go with Mar Jones here, second up from a spell. First up, just totally unsuited the way that race was run. The leader got away with an easy time of it, topped me up, kicked away and put the race away. But Mar Jones did enough. But second up, her form is good. And the other key is that Dean Yendall gets the best out of her. He's had four rides on her for 2 wins, 2 seconds. I think she's got a good chance here. Number five, Mar Jones from 2 Deja Blue. Look, that was just the wrong race for her last start against the males. Big weight, awkward draw. She had the world against her there. She's got a lot better chance here. One vital importance was a good run at Caulfield. A couple of city winners have already come through that race, so that form is stacking up okay. And Essence of Terror, who may well be unbeaten this time in. She's going great guns and drops a lot in weight. 5, 2, 1 and 8.
I've got the same trifecta. I just hope we're not going off one run early with number five, Mar Jones, but gee, she was good first up. She had no hope whatsoever from the back, but was really strong through the line. If she's fit enough, she'll run these down. It's just a question of fitness for mine. 2 Deja Blue, not much went right last time. Gets a much better run from the gate and going to be hard to catch. 1 vital importance. He's going well without winning. It's got a tricky barrier. It needs things to go right. And I threw number 6, New Summer Night, who's racing pretty well, but has got that costly racing style where it gets back and gives them a start. 5, 2, 1 and 6.
I just haven't got Greg Miles' tips. I've got every other race bar race 3. Dean, you didn't write them down earlier, have you?
No, I didn't, Andrew.
No, I have. We'll get them. I've just...
He's tipping Princess Arrow, I know that.
Okay.
Number three. That was his top pick.
Righto. We'll get the others. I've got his email. It just didn't include race 3. So we'll chase them up as soon as we get Greg's info. We'll pass them on for race 3. Race 4, the Piping Lane for the 3-year-olds here, Glenn.
Yeah, well, I know, as Andrew, they say poor preparation leads to you-know-what performance, but... You have put your hand. No, you should have written those all down, Andrew, and checked them. When you have gone through 83 emails, 756 text messages, and 900 Twitter posts so far this morning, and you let that slip by.
Well, I haven't actually tweeted this morning. I've tweeted about 16 important information.
3185.
There you go. I've got people all over the place that will help me, Glenn, rather than having a go at me. So Greg Miles in race 3, 3 to beat 1, 8 and 5.
And I hope you're enjoying sitting down on that chair, Andrew, and, you know, making me stand up the whole time I've been here too.
For the Piping Lane.
Righto, here we go. Race 4, we've got Barthelona here as a $3.90 chance. Invincible Owl, another one for for Joe O'Neill here, a $3.40 favourite. If not, now when at 6, Capanello at 5.50, Strictly Legit is out, Toorak Cowboy at 10, Hellbound $8.50, Cask at $9.50, and Tattoo U is a $31 chance. Well, the best supported runner was actually Strictly Legit here, so this race has changed complexion. The most popular runner now becomes Barcelona. It's actually a drifter this morning, 3.80 out to 3.90. Second pick is Invincible Al, unchanged at the 3.40. Third pick is Toorak Cowboy, who's a drifter this morning, 9 out to 10. The firmer this morning, and now into fourth most popular runner, is Hellbound, as much as $14. Bet about it first thing this morning is now a $9.50 chance.
Mark, how do you see race four?
Toss Invincible Al nearly spoiled Christmas there on December 24. It probably should have won by, I don't know, length and a half, 2 lengths running away. I think it can win here. It's drawn the inside. It's a really messy gate for it down the straight. It's going to need things to go right. But the 1,100 metres, I just hope it can have some luck, and I think it can run them down. One Barcelona has trialled up pretty well. It resumes here. It's going to have to come off a moderate speed and sprint with 60 kilos. It's got a task to run them down, but does have ability. Three, if not now, when, has shown good ability, has trialled okay. And four, Capanello, hard and fit, and looks like getting a pretty cheap run on the speed over 1,100 metres with the claim. It'll give you a kick. Two from one, three and four.
Yeah, I like Capanello here. I think he's come up well. Both runs have been good. Last start, he was chasing a horse with 8 kilos less, and I thought he ran pretty well today. He gets the claim. He gets the rider change to Ben Thompson. I think he'll just roll into the race and run very well. Barcelona, he's won 3 out of 4. I think he's been very well placed. There's not a huge amount of depth in some of those wins, but he's trialled up okay. Invincible L, I'm just worried about where he gets to down the straight, but obviously he's a legitimate winning chance. As Mark said, he should have won easily on Christmas Eve. And Cask is another one coming through the Sandown form reference, which is the strong reference for this race. But I thought 4 each way was a little bit of value. 4, 1, 2 and 8.
Greg Miles likes number 2, Invincible Al, to beat 1, 3 and 8. 2, 1, 3 and 8 in race 4. Glenn, what about race 5 here over the 1,000?
Okay, Andrew, we've got race 5 here. Thermal Current is a $10 chance. Divine 10, $2.70 and favourite. General Truce at 9, Borada, $4.60. Grain at 15, Bull Pit at 11. Hard Romper scratched, Super Fun, $6.50. Rock and Gold, a $7.50 chance. Divine 10, the best supported runner here for Kelvin Burke. Is it Kelvin Burke?
Yep.
Yeah, this is the horse we spoke about, I think, last week or maybe the week before, that was scratched, and I said it had been well supported. Well, it's well supported again here, as much as $4 bet about it when first markets went up. That was with Hard Romp in the race as a $13 chance. Already this morning has been 2.80 into 2.70. Second pick is Beau Rada, and third pick is General Truce.
Dean, do you follow the money here or not?
I do, Andrew. He's a very good horse. He hasn't raced for a long time, but he's had a couple of jump outs. He was denied that start a couple of weeks ago when he hadn't passed the qualifications to be reinstated after his injury in Hong Kong. So he's obviously passed that with another jump out at Terang recently, and I think I would have been more confident if he could have scooted right down the outside fence, but with the aerovating of the inside or the outside 4 metres of the straight, I still think he'll probably win down the outside to beat four Beau Rada, who was very good at Moonee Valley, was luckless. His Flemington form hasn't been quite as good, but a few times it's been 1,100 and he just doesn't run it. Back to at the 1,000 here, he's okay, I think. General Truce was an okay run last start and he handles the straight, and Super Fun has trialled up okay. But really, Divine Ten's got to be only somewhere near his best, and he's got good straight form in Hong Kong. He'll beat these 2, 4, 3 and 8.
Yeah, you have to agree there. Divine Ten, you just couldn't see any of these running those races in Hong Kong that Divine Ten's run. He looked to trial well in that trial we saw before. He was scratched last time. If he's anywhere near right, he should be too good. I thought number 8, Super Fun, might be the Quinella and Trifecta horse. It's had a couple of jump outs without blinkers. The blinkers go on today. It parks up near the front. It's a very genuine horse. Number 4, Beau Rada, just not having any luck in its races. It can run well again. And I thought maybe number 1, Thermal Current, who drops a lot in grade. It'll be a lot fitter. Back to the 1,000 metres with the claim. It might hang on for a place. 2, 8, 4 and 1.
Greg Miles likes 4, Bo Rada for John McArdle to be 2, 8, and 5. 4, 2, 8, and 5 for Greg in race 5. Working through this program with Dean Lesher and Mark Hunter on Sky Sports Radio, we're up to race 6 now, the Rain Lover Handicap over the 2,500.
Yeah, the horse named after you, Andrew. Lucky, Lucky, Lucky is a $9.50 chance here. Hail Soriano at $7.50. Soviet Courage, $4.60. Scratch the next two. Go down to On City and Ruler, the $2.50 favourite. Sir Laszlo at 8, Renew at 8. Hard Earned, scratch because it's running at Randwick. Then we go to Double Bluff at $9.50. Blue Jangles are hundreds, and Forever True at $126. Best supported runner now is the favourite in On City and Ruler, but a changed market with Hard Earned being out there, who actually went up the outright favourite for the race at $3.50. Second pick is now the Toppy in Lucky, 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 and third pick is Sir Laszlo.
Mark, how do you see race 6, the Rain Lover?
Plus, I think it's a really tough race. Probably the bottom two can't win, but nothing else would shock me. I'll go number 10, Double Bluff, who I liked midweek at Sandown there recently at the big odds. Look, it ran sixth. I think it should have nearly won the race. It just got into an awful spot. It got out and it was last on the home turn, ran straight up the back of them. By the time it finally got balanced, it just powered through the line. We've got Ben Thompson taking over. We've got no weight. It's a race where there's just no speed. I hope it can go forward, take a spot somewhere. And getting out near double-figure odds, I thought had as good a chance as any. To beat number 6 on City and Ruler, it won that race at Sandown, was given a great ride, drops a lot in weight. It's always shown good staying ability. 3 Soviet Courage will be back and grinding home. And 2 Hail Soriano. With the blinkers going on, it's racing okay. It's got some chance. I thought a really open race, 10, 6, 3 and 2.
Yeah, I think if it's not On City and Ruler, I don't know. He's just the horse, I think, with more upside, and his record, once he gets to this sort of distance range, shows that this is his go. He was good last start, and he's got the big weight drop. I thought Renew's getting fitter. Best of his form is he's a Sandown Cup winner, so I just think he's only had the 3 runs for the Weir Stable. He might be able to take up a more prominent spot here because there doesn't look a lot of speed. Soviet Courage is the perfect Damien Oliver horse. Pick him up and really make him do it. He's there with some hope. And Sir Laszlo, who wasn't suited on a biased track last start and a wet track, getting onto dry ground here. But 6 hard to beat, otherwise very open. 6, 8, 3, 7.
Greg Miles likes number 2, Hail Scenario, to beat 3, 6 and 7. 2, 3, 6 and 7. I think the 2 for Darren Weir was the one that had the jump out, Dean, there on Monday. Was it Monday? With Lucky Hustler and Stratum Star and those before they headed up here. So there'll be a bit of interest in that one for sure, as well as the ones here, obviously. The Chester Manifold Race 7, the big feature race of the day, are worth $120,000 over the 1,400.
Yeah, Kenjawood is out. He got hurt getting on the float, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Kenjawood, yeah.
Only superficial wounds, but out of both places.
Okay, he's out. So we've got Lord Aspen at $6.50, Tonopah at $16, Grand Rosso at $4.60, Sold for Song, $6.50, Air Align at $6, Zabrins at $34, Divine Mr. Arty, favourite, $3.90. Supercharged at 31, Top Me Up at 8, Hell on Earth at 26, and Tough Host is a scratching. Probably one of the best supported runners, most definitely dollar-wise, on the program here. Just on half the investment on the race here, and one of the biggest betting races of the day at Flemington, is on Divine Mr. Arty here. And it probably would be apt, Andrew, a bit of divine intervention for the McCarthy family with the sad news during the week of the passing there. And, geez, we've lost some people out of racing in the last week, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. Brendan McCarthy Sr. passed away earlier this week. He looked after Clearview Stud and he helped set up Bobus and many things in racing, Dean. And obviously, Brendan McCarthy, the trainer of this horse, and, as I say, a sad loss of his father earlier this week. How do you see the Chester Manifold, Dean?
Andrew, I'm going to go with Grand Rosso. He's just in good form. He won well 2 starts back. Then he went back to 1,200 last start, which wasn't ideal, but he ran well. I like that he's had the time between runs. That seems to be when he does his best. To beat 3, Tonopah, he looked fantastic in the mounting out at Caulfield on Boxing Day, and he ran well. He'll be fitter. Yendall gets the best out of him. He's got a good chance. Lord Aspen maps well. 1,400 metres Flemington seems to be his best track and distance. And Divine Mr. Arty certainly there with a chance. This is a lot more suitable than the sit and sprint scenario with the big weight in the Standish handicap. 4, 3, 2 and 8.
Yeah, I like number four, Grand Russo. I just was outsped at 1,200 metres last time. I think it's perfectly suited here. He just needs a little bit of luck to get into that running line, 4th, 5th, 6th, somewhere there, settling. If he gets that run, he can blend into the race at the right time and can finish over the top. Thought number eight, Divine Mr. Art, he might be the danger. Good win first up. Just thought an extremely negative ride last time. Better suited 1,400 metres and gets a good run. Number two, Lord Aspen. Better suited 1,400 metres, gets the absolute run of the race. And five, Sold for Song, who's got ability. It's going to be midfield or a touch worse inside and just need all the breaks to come. 4, 8, 2, and 5.
Boxed up numbers similar to Greg Miles. He likes the 4 as well to be 2, 8, and 5. 4, 2, 8, and 5 for Greg in the Chester Manifold. It's a Dean interesting one with Soul for Song. They were trying to get a wild card into this meeting at the Gold Coast and unfortunately didn't, and they've been looking for the race. So Kevin got on the float and sent the horse down during the week. So interesting move to see a Toowoomba horse running at Flemington today.
Yeah, it's a really interesting run for a couple of reasons, because it... all of her runs, it seems to be, she draws wide, so she's often well back in the races. She's drawn barrier one, which is an absolute rarity when you look at her form card. So is that how Kinsachi got into the Magic Million Danger? I wondered how Godolphin had a runner.
Yeah, no, they had some wild cards on that day. And
it's a great idea.
Yeah, John O'Shea not brave enough, Dean, to come up and face the music if a Godolphin horse gets the Magic Millions money. He set up young Billy today, but anyway, we'll wait and see what happens with Kinsachi. But that's the they had, I think it was three wild cards, and Sold for Song stormed home but didn't quite get one. So that's the reason why it is there.
She did draw an inside alley very early on in her career, Andrew, and she was up in the first half a dozen of a race. So it did not necessarily she's got to be well back, but it could be the fact Dean said with the wide alley she's been back. But the day she did draw inside, she raced a lot handier.
Righto, let's move to race 8 at Flemington now. This is the Craftsman over the 2,000 metres.
Yeah, Master of Arts, the toppy here at $4.40. That price does make it favourite. Chance to Dance, or should say Chance to Dance, as an $8 chance. Goldstream at $34. Swagadelic at $21. Flying Light at $6. Flometer is out. Corkum $13. Master Zephyr $7. Cadillac Mountain $8.50. Dandy Gent $19. Dr. Care is a scratching. Prima at $12. Galaxy Raider at $6. McNulty, the roughie here at $151. Best supported runner and good bit of money for it this morning as well is Flying Light here. Did go up as much as $7.50. Flometer was $26 and Dr. Care was $19 when first markets were posted. But went back up $6 this morning. There's been a good bit of money for it today. Second pick, you've got to go down to Galaxy Raider, who was $6.50 at best, now $6. Third pick back to the toppy, Master of Arts, who opened $4.40, then was $4 this morning. They've pushed it back to $4.40 with the money for Flying Light. And the next pick would actually become Cadillac Mountain.
Mark, how do you see the second last, race 8?
I think Flying Light will win, Andrew. I think it's completely in the zone. It's drawn to get a great run. It'll probably get crossed by Prima early, come to the outside of that horse, just totally control the race from there. It gives a good kick. It's tough. I just can't see why it won't run super. I think number 13, Galaxy Raider, is a much maligned horse. I think he's racing terrifically without any luck. I think he's got a good winning chance. 8, Master Zephyr, just needs to find a length and a half or 2 lengths to win the race. I don't know if he can do it, but he's got some hope. And 1, Master of Arts, who's just about ready to win, might be just one run short, but look for him to be powering home. I think 5 will run terrific from 13, 8 and 1.
I agree. I don't quite get the pricing here. I think Flying Light's clearly the one to beat. He's one of these in-form horses in summer. We see it every year, one of these horses in these middle-distance races. A couple of years ago it was Taiyu. Just race through the grades and keep winning. He's got a great style. He's good at Flemington. He's just terrific odds. I think he's the one to beat from One Master of Arts. I think he's on a path towards, say, the Hobart Cup, so he's ticking over well, getting fitter. Chance to Dance ran, I thought, a pretty good race last week in a high-pressure race. First run beyond 1,600 since he's had the throat surgery he had about this time last year. That's the little query. And I've put in 8, Master Zephyr, who's got the Flying Light form line. I just don't think you'll get past him, but I think 5 will win again. 5, 1, 2 and 8.
Greg Miles likes Master of Arts here for Darren Weir, number one, to beat 2, 5, and 8. 1, 2, 5, and 8 in race 8. And the last race here, Glenn down the Flemington Straight over the 1,100.
Oh, you've got to mention, Andrew, it's the Torto. He's a pretty handy netty in his time. We've got Karani here as 101 chance, number one. Stella Collision at $6. I'm Ablaze, 26. Armada, 18. Monkstone, 41. Rocket Tommy, 21. Doomsday Warrior at 10. Rich Charm, $4.80. And that makes it favourite. Quark at 34. Invincible Heart at 9. Foreign Affair is scratched. And we go to Wall Street Wolf at $6. Gangnam Style at 26. Tyrannize is a $9.50 chance, and down towards the bottom we have Little Indian at $9.50 and Petrov at $41. Now the concentration in betting in this race is all towards the bottom. We have the best supported runner being Tyrannize. Now it went back up $11 this morning. The majority of money for it has come this morning, 11 into $9.50. Second pick is Little Indian. We gave as much as 13 about it. Opened 8.50 this morning, but it's back to 9.50. Wall Street Wolf is third pick. It's only been 7 into 6. And Rich Charms the next in betting there. But all down the bottom here is where punters want to be.
How do you see it down the page, Dean, or something up top?
A bit of both, Andrew, but I actually quite like this race. I think of the quality legs, you can trim this down to three runners, and they are 8. Rich Charm, who is very good first up. He's got straight track form. He's drawn to be strong down the outside late. 2 Stellar Collision, that was a really good get back on track run last start at Moonee Valley. I think he's ready to run well. And 14 Tyrannize, who was okay first up, but a lot fitter, drops a lot in weight, has trialled well since that first up run, again down the outside. They're the three for me, 8, 2, 14. Next best, 7, Doomsday Warrior, who's going really well, just drawn closer to the inside, whether that's the place to be. 8, 2, 14 and 7.
Yeah, each way special for me, number 8, Rich Charm. I thought he should have won first up. He had no cover. He was working into the corner. He worked out of the corner. It just took his big final kick out of him. I think he'll be out wide. Tyrannize is the leader out wide, or the one in front out wide. He'll be somewhere probably about 3 lengths behind Tyrannize, getting a lovely run, ready to just charge at them late. He races well down the straight. He should be drawn the right spot, and he shouldn't miss. Number 2, Stellar Collision. Terrific run at the Valley. Back in distance, some sort of query, but he's right back on track. He'll be strong late. 15, Little Indian. Always shown promise. Good win last time. Harder race, but chance again. And 14, Tyrannize, who, a bit disappointing first up, but as Dean said, it's trialled really well since that last run. Got the claim for Ben Thompson on its home track, and well drawn to control things out there. 8, 2, 15 and 14.
Greg Miles likes the 8 as well here. Rich Charm, number 8, to beat 4, 12 and 2. 8, 4, 12 and 2 in race 9. What's your best, Mark, what's your best?
Hoss, I think the best each way is race 9, number 8, Rich Charm, and I'll go along with race 8, number 5, Flying Light. At those odds, I don't think you can miss each way.
Okay, 8, 5 each way, and then 9, 8 are the ones for Mark. Have a good day, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean? How's your confidence?
Yeah, Andrew, mine are both each way, because I think it's a pretty challenging program. Race 2, number 5, My Sanctuary. It's a field of 7, but I think she can get into the 1, 2. I think she's a little bit of value, and Flying Light's the best, and I think he's still very good odds. Race 8, number 5.
Race 8, number 5, in the each way. Race 2, number 5. What about for the 2-year-old race up here, Dean? You had a look at it. Medinity, of course, one of the main chances you've seen.
Yeah, it's a fascinating race, Andrew, because the drawing together, often there's one or two different threads of form lines, and that's about it. But there seems to be a lot of different form lines altogether here, and it's an open race. I've had something on a roughie in Madame Moustache. I don't think she had any luck at Wyong, and just thought that at the big odds, if they go hard up front, she'd be the one that's got good race experience and fitness.
Well, she's had no coverage at all, because all the discussion with Waller has been on the favourite From Within, and you never know with Blake Shin taking the ride, so maybe something each way, number 12. Good on you, Dean. Great to have you on, and we'll talk to you during the week.
Good on you. Thanks, Andrew.
Dean Lester there. A break, and then we will look at this Magic Millions race day at the Gold Coast.
Are you stuck in traffic now? Think of the relaxing time later when you're enjoying a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Semillon Chardonnay by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Whatever your fitness goal, start the journey with a 1-week free trial during National Fitness Week, January 9 to 15. Go to fitnessfirst.com.au and download your pass today. In North Parramatta, there's a contraflow in place on Church Street between Barney Street and North Rocks Road this morning. That's due to a building fire. A couple of nearby streets have access restricted as well, so make sure you follow the signs for detours. In Strathfield, an earlier broken down truck on the M4 has been causing problems for the city bounders. It has been cleared, but it's still very slow approaching Concord Road. In Bexley North, the M5 is struggling inbound, and in Arncliffe, it is really slow into the international terminal on Marsh Street and Airport Drive. Australia's biggest stocktake sale on now at Myer for 45% off bedding by Sealy Posturepedic, Sleepmaker and Heritage by AH Beard. Head into Myer today. Exclusions and conditions apply. I'm Tim Govers on Sky Sports Radio.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick today and a $25,000 quaddie jackpot at Wentworth Park tonight. And now you can cash out your quaddie after the first, second or third leg. Collect a payout or ride it out thanks to TAB's Quaddie Cash Out. So place a bet you'll never forget on your TAB app, online at tab.com.au or at your local TAB today. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
You can depend on your 2017 Australian Women's Health Diary 365 days. Others depend on it for a lifetime. Get yours today from newsagents, Commonwealth Bank branches, Woolworths, Avon and at bcia.org.au and support breast cancer trials research.
Unmissable racing information is on Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ Saturday.
Magic Millions race day at the Gold Coast. We've got fine and warm weather, nearly 100% humidity, so it's very sticky, obviously. Good four, penetrometer 4.55. They put 2 millimetres of water on the on the track through irrigation overnight just to help it through today. The scratchings, race one, take out two, and then the emergencies, 18, 19, 20 and 21. Race two is clear. The third, 17, 18 and 19. Race 4, number 17, the emergency. Race 5, take out 7. And then the emergencies, 18 through 21. Race 6, take out 4, 16, 19, 20 and 21. Race 7, 4. And then the emergencies, 18, 19, 20 and 21. Race 8, the two-year-old, we have the scratching this morning of Colosimo, number 15, along with 17, Tiara Star, and then the bottom three are out, 19, 20 and 21. Take note that Invader gets the start, number 18, and Dwayne Dunn has picked up the ride there. And in race 9, take out 15, 18 and 19. As we say, good morning to Bernadette Cooper.
Good morning, Ben. Nice to be joining you. And as you said, pretty hot conditions here today. You know, historically, this is always a hot week. I think last year we had that heat wave the week before, but I can remember riding in the Magic Millions when it was 40 degrees. So
yep.
It is what it is, isn't it?
It is. You just got to get the humidities, the thing today. It's really 100% where it sits at the moment. Righto, we've got to launch into this with a 9-race card. So Glenn Munsey's going to help us with the main ones in the market. Glenn, what about the Rich Maiden due at 12:40?
Yeah, the favourite here, Andrew, is Mount Panorama at $3.80. Already taken $4 this morning. Dortmund, second pick, $4.20. Dot Painting at $8. Zafina, the only other runner, $10, under $16. All about Mount Panorama here. Best of the roughies is Katinas.
How do you see the first, Bernie?
Yeah, I like the favourite here, Mount Panorama. He's I talked to Gary at the sales yesterday. He said it's the first time he's really felt that he's had this horse right. He could have run him in a Hawkesbury Maiden, but he didn't want to win a Hawkesbury Maiden because he wanted to come to Gold Coast Maiden. So he purposely ran this horse in the 3 and 4 year old means there behind Egyptian Symbol, who we all think can win today. So for mine, he's definitely the horse to beat, and of course he's got the blinkers going on as well. For second, I threw in Dortmund. I really like this little horse, and he was really good on debut on a wet track, so can only improve. Probably if he draws a barrier, I swing his way. The 5, Regimental Force, I think is an interesting runner, first up since May. Was ridden very conservatively in a recent trial, but looks to have a lot of natural gait speed, and I need it from that barrier as well. And then I threw in the 11, which is Zafina from the Gary Portelli stable. Not to say I don't like Dot Painting either, but you know, you've half this field is first up, maybe more than half, so it's tricky. 9, 3, 5 and 11.
to race number two. This is the Sky Thoroughbred Central Country Cup, and the main one's in the market here.
Yeah, clear favourite here in the shape of Queen Tara for Toby Edmonds and Jeff Lloyd, a $2.50 chance. Upstart $5.50, Irish Constabulary $9, Red Scarlet $9, $15 and longer the rest. Well supported here, Queen Tara, $4.20 into $2.50. She went very, very well the other day, bounding out and leading Bernie at Doomben.
She did, and they really drove her, and it was something we none of us were expecting. I mean, at Coffs Harbour, she had 60 kilos, she jumped and was last. I think had most of us, you know, thought that that's the position she would have been in, we would have been a little bit keener on her, but we were thinking, it was very unspeederish that day, by the way, and we were all thinking she was going to be at the back. So, Jeff, he really did drive her to be there as well. So I think today she's going to come out running. And obviously she's well-bred, and I think the stable's always had a relatively pretty healthy opinion of her as well. 7 for second upstart. He jumped down the ground at Newcastle last time out in that benchmark 70 behind Your Way. Looks to be a genuine backmarker, but draws well enough to maybe be a pair closer here today. I really like Irish Constabulary, only he's drawn so poorly, and he's got 59. But had this horse drawn, you know, inside 5, I would have tipped this horse over Queen Tara. I really think he's flying at the moment, and he can carry the weight no problem at all. And I threw the 6 in Red Scarlet, who's just a horse to a courser's type, and she's had 5 goes there for 4 wins. 3-7-1-6.
3-7-1-6 for Bernie in race 2, the Country Cup. Race 3, the Magic Millions quality here. And, well, what does the market tell us? What price Pepperano now?
Pepperano now favourite, Andrew. Punters have said this is a two-horse race since the markets first went up. Pepperano's been $7 into $4. Madotti on the second line of betting is $5.50 into $4.20. Havasay and Siegfried, $7.50 a pair. Secret Trail next pick at 10. But totally, totally dominating here, Pepperano, Madotti.
Well, I think Pepperano is the horse to beat, but I'm going to go each way Jumbo Prince here. What price are you, Monday? 20? 15?
Was $21 when you started tipping him up Thursday night, Bernie. He was into 18 yesterday. He's now 17, third most popular runner.
Yeah, well, I think, I think if he drew a barrier, he'd probably be half that price. So he's a good horse with a terrific record. He's won 10 of 36, so, you know, he's... That in itself tells us he's a trier. He's won over nearly 650,000. He's gone around some pretty handy races. He ran second in a Prime Minister's Cup here. He's got a great fresh record. The trick with him is the barrier here today. Sometimes when he is fresh, he does have enough tactical speed to take up a sort of a fourth or fifth type position. It'll just depend on how many others, I guess, want that inside him on this occasion. But I definitely think he's a nice each way bet at those odds. Paul Pepperano was super the other day. She took that very tight run up the fence at Doomben, and she probably looked the winner, and I'd say she just hit a little bit of a wall outside the 50-metre mark and couldn't quite go on with it. Fitness on her side here today. Through the 7 in Siegfried, who returned with a brilliant winner. He beat Rough Eddie. This is a much tougher race, though, so he really needs to step it up again here. And obviously, Madotti, she's not the easiest girl to catch, but certainly her recent runs have been super, so she's got to be in the mix. And not to say I don't like any stride either, but 2, 4, 7, 5.
Every race here, you could tip 6, 7, or 8. They're just so competitive, aren't they?
Oh, they are indeed. And there's good value, I think, in plenty of races here today if you look deep enough.
Yeah, exactly. Let's move to another of the Magic Millions races, this time the Magic Millions Trophy. And, well, they got delayed earlier in the week, the Weir horses, but it's exactly what happened last year, and they were able to enjoy the day. So what price Stratum Star here?
Second pick at the moment, Andrew, at $3.90. Boom Time, the favourite for the Hayes organisation, is $3. After that is Centre Pivot at $6.50, Colin Lill at $7, St. Telmo the next pick $14, then $19 and longer. All about Boom Time here. Open 3.40, was 3.10 yesterday, 3.10 this morning, but now into 3. Second pick Stratum Star, third pick Colin Lill, a long, long, long way away. The rest, Bernie?
They are, aren't they? I'm in the corner of Boom Time purely because, he's drawn so well, he's weighted so well, and he's probably got the best staying credentials in this race, having won over 2,500 last time out. His pattern of racing really is perfect. For this sort of a race as well. So he just ticks every box. He might not have the class factor, obviously, of Group 1 winner like Stratum Star, but he's certainly got the legs and got the miles under his belt to get this journey out really solidly. So I'm in his corner. I think Santa Pivot's really well weighted with Stratum Star in this race, back with 55 and a half kilos in this sort of a race. So I think he's got to be a contender. Obviously, the top weight is the class runner. And Colin Lil got a wild card into this race last time out. So I think this could be, you know, a muddling run race because, for mine, probably Boom Time looks our leader, but he's probably going to just cruise along in front. So Stratum Star is probably going to end up sort of running second here. You're likely probably to get one of these rough horses take off early in this race, so it could spice it up a little bit. So 3-2-1-4.
To race number 5. This is the Magic Millions plate for the fillies and mares over the 1300. And the biggest tip all week has been Egyptian Symbol. Everyone that wants you say, oh, what's your fancy? They say Egyptian Symbol.
And punters are agreeing, Andrew, because we put up as much as $5 about it, put it back up $3 this morning, and already is into $2.90. And 65% of the money invested on the race is on Egyptian Symbol here. Second pick, Private Secretary, $5.50. She ran well in this race last year. Pioneering 8, Kinchatsi, the wildcard 8.50, Denper 10, $12 and longer the rest, but it's all about Egyptian Symbol. Second pick is Kinchatsi, third pick is Pioneering. Best supporter to the roughies here, Catch a Fire, the 15, oh, sorry, the 5, who's a $41 chance. Bernie?
Well, yeah, I've got this Egyptian Symbol on top, and, you know, the market obviously makes you a bit nervous anyway, but when you watch how arrogant her win was at Wyong the other day and the fact that she was particularly unlucky here in the three-year-old guineas, I think the run was probably going a tad faster than her in the guineas. She was getting there, but she'd probably just set off a little bit late. But she definitely was unlucky. So we know that she races really, really well here. And she looks like she's really furnished into the mare that they were always expecting to have. So I think you have to go with her. Obviously, this wildcard entry was good. Kinchatsi winning last time out, you know, beating Soul for Song is certainly a task, I think. Through the 9 in, Private Secretary, who, you know,
just up, yeah, put up against the running
through the field, and she'll need
to dog painting in front. Bravissimo having another crack at it wide out. And then Eusebio starting to come through in between horses, and it's letting down well at the 200. Eusebio sprinted through, took up the running now, and starts to get away from Dot Painting. It's Eusebio in the run to the post. Just eased up late, having a bit of a think, but has the trial safely parcelled up and wins it.
Eusebio
is starting to get another crack at the running run.
Each way bet today, you know, I'm definitely going to put her in my multi. She was, you know, couldn't get out behind Kinchatsi last time out, and prior to that, she's got the form behind in his stride.
Has gone through to take the lead at the 350. It's a Dot Painting in front. Bravissimo having another crack at it wide out. And then Eusebio starting to come through in between horses, and it's letting down well at the 200. Eusebio sprinted through, took up the running now, and starts to get away from Dot Painting. It's Eusebio in the run to the post. Just eased up late, having a bit of a think, but has the trial safely parcelled up and wins it. Eusebio first from Dot Painting, getting through to run third. Looks like Royalty Rising there. Then Noble Truth, Bravissimo, Equipped is further back, followed in by Saxophone, and the last in was Christian's Borg.
Really strong betting race. His most runner here is most important. Although he just got a fraction in the last 20 seconds. Snippets Land's been supported this morning from around about 11 into 9. It's second pick. And third pick is Snoopy, who's on the drift, 7 out to 11. And then Loyalty Man at $21, and it was scratch and ramp to run here, Bernie. Not the easiest race.
It's not. It's an exciting race for mine with the third of Lucky Hustler. And, you know, from all reports, he's, you know, been completely set for this race here today. And from just talking to Jared and Darren yesterday, they're not that perturbed with the barrier, which is rather interesting. So I'm really keen to tip Hofgarten here, though, because I think he's a horse that's purely just been
400 out and features in front your way. Let off the bridle second now. Gadfly behind them. He ran out of room. Gadfly trying to come around here as Oakfield Costa chiming in. And Upstart wider out your way hit the front of the 200 from feature. Gadfly went back to the fence. Upstart coming late from Oakfield Costa. It's your way in front. Lever riding desperately. Upstart in second place the outside. But your way, she's a good mare. Your way resumes a winner. She's too good. Beat Upstart by 3/4. Photo for third. You've got Gadfly near the inside with feature and Oakfield Costa. Then Soundworks, Kangaroo, Smarty Pants. Next home was Fort Sumter, Flaming Commodity, Lasso. And last in was Artova.
Run Ninth Legion down with that 58, which we all thought was sort of very...
Wedding on a jiff, but it's a Melinda. Rama is fire stalking. Goes on. Short perception symbol. Runner up in the race last year is stretching away. And the short price favourite
time. To the big features now. Every race is a feature, but these are the next two are the big ones. The Magic Millions 3-year-old Guineas is race 7. What price now winning Rupert?
$1.55, Andrew, as he has been the last couple of days. Global Glamours, it's $7.50. Then we go
Game
to
Damn Ready as they straighten
11.
Up. It's Egyptian Symbol, a length clear from Damn Ready on the inside of Madotti's and Last Witness making ground. But Egyptian Symbol, runner up in the race last year, is stretching away. And the short price favourite, home Egyptian Symbol, goes on to beat Madotti and Damn Ready. Good go for fourth. Last Witness, Mount Panorama and Golden Spinner. Further back to Rhymes and the leader Touch Sensitive, weakened to finish last.
It's fourth pick there for the
Effortless win there.
It's the best race he faced, isn't it?
With
the
French, about the last is Germany. So he's Reddick right now. Amavasi inside and 200. Excitement clear. Malice can't get there. Red Excitement goes into another gear from Foreign Prince second. Then Charmanisa. Malice fighting out third, but Red Excitement will lead all the way for Hieronymus. That's been a big win. Foreign Prince second. Charmanisa may have worried the favourite Malice out of third. Destiny's Kiss late. Then Beyond Thankful from Amavasi. And a set of pivot has been well back today, has failed to pick up at all.
Many people argue he might not be beating a whole lot, but he's beating them convincingly, and he's running time. I know it's not on the track, but he's winning by 7 lengths, and he's not even pushed out. Like, he's pretty convincing for mine, so I am going to stick with him. I put 18 in
there. Malice fighting out. Malice fighting.
He's done nothing.
He's done nothing.
Trail Philly to beat Eisen Henneke horses is always a tough engineer with... you know, quite easily, I thought, in the end, considering Brenton said she was off the steel a long way from home, so she did a super job. Global Glamour, you obviously just... forget her run last time out. She stepped away.
These kisses last. Red Excitement, 400 metres to run. Rolls away from the running rail to lead. Malice has got room to give chase. Followed by Foreign Prince. Amavasio the inside and further back to centre pivot is making ground. But Red Excitement's going well at the 200. Red Excitement clear. Malice can't get there. Red Excitement goes into another gear from Foreign Prince second. Then Charmanisa. Malice fighting out third. But Red Excitement will lead all the way for Hieronymus. That's been a big win. Foreign Prince second. Charmanisa may have worried the favourite Malice out of third. Destiny's Kiss late. Then Beyond Thankful from Amavasio. And a set of pivot has been well back today. Has failed to pick up at all. Red Excitement. Well rated in the lead.
Wedding on a dip. He could have had about $8.50 on Tuesday. Invincible Star
750. Favourite Witness making ground. But Egyptian Symbol, runner up in the race last year, is stretching away.
Goodfella 19. Chauffeur 21. Stella Girl, 23, $26 and longer the rest. As you would fully expect, a very, very good betting race. But ours to keep, unusual to get a race of this size with, you know, as many tips and everything, to see a horse 8.50 to 5.50 in the last couple of days, Bernie.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty keen on him. I have been all week. Have
been Came Damn Ready as they straighten up. No, it's Egyptian Symbol, a length clear from Damn Ready on the inside of Madotti. Then Last Witness making ground, but Egyptian Symbol, runner up in the race last year, is stretching away. And the short price favourite, home Egyptian Symbol, goes on to beat Madotti and Damn Ready. Good go for fourth. Last Witness, Mount Panorama and Golden Spinner. Further back to Rhymes and the leader Touch Sensitive, weakened to finish last.
was pretty
effortless win there.
He thought the horse had done too well. He got away on him. He thought
he
was fast.
And then from Baller Muscle, Le Cordon Bleu is flashing home at the end. He's swapping them, Le Cordon Bleu, and gets up to win the Canterbury Classic. The upsider of the field, Wouldn't It Be Nice, went with it to grab second. Third in Grunda's Eat and His Majesty.
He's dug deep, he's chased, he's had this faultless preparation. He draws a beautiful barrier here today. He'll handle the hot conditions. A breeze, I think. So for mine, he's
heads
the
lead. Wants to win. Then
from within, obviously she's the class. She's the side here. We're winning at Canterbury, and from all reports, she's a magnificent filly to look at. Keen to see her here today, and from all reports, the work has been outstanding there on the track as well. Four shows for the 1200 here today. And I threw in the 11, obviously, Houston is one of those horses that could just run away and nothing gets a look in. Time will tell, but she's pretty exciting. 1.13, 4 and 11.
And a very quick look, Bernie, here at the last. What's your market plan?
Yeah, targeting site, fractional favourite at 480 over Dodge.
Baller Muscle in front, His Majesty the Rails. Then came I Am the Lady and Grundazidi wants to win it. Baller Muscle in front. Grundazidi looms on the outside. And Grundazidi hits the lead from Baller Muscle. Le Cordon Bleu is flashing home at the end. He's swapping them, Le Cordon Bleu, and gets up to win the Canterbury Classic. The upsider of the field, Wouldn't It Be Nice, went with it to grab second. Third in Grunda's Eat and His Majesty. Further back to Big Money. Then Denpur from Shiraz, Survival, Strawberry Boy, Prince Famous. Further back to Flip and Baller Muscle compounded together with Iams the Lady. Decision Time and Boss Lane.
Le
Cordon Bleu.
What's the best, Bernie, at this stage?
For the winners,
then
Hands and Heels by Jeff Lloyd. Winning River Bay, the 200 metres with a winning break. He's out by three, four lengths from River Racer. Then Billy the Kid, Teatro Lani, and Candiga.
Deadly under. The track is a good three, and the rail is true for Kembla. Races one and two are clear. Race three, takeout number 8. Race 4, the scratchings are 6 and 11. Race 5, takeout 5 and 11. Race 6 is clear, and Race 7, takeout 12
and into the bend in the lead
16.
By 2. So River Racer went to second. Billy the Kid is immediately under pressure. Two to the Coney Laguerre, and the others are looking forlorn back in the field. Hands and Heels by Jeff Lloyd. Winning Groovet by the 200 metres with a winning break. He's out by 3, 4 lengths from River Racer. Then Billy the Kid, Teatro Lani, and Candiga. But Winning Groovet in front. The You Bet bonus has gone off. The Summer Crown is his, and Winning Groovet was brilliant. He beat River Racer, third either Billy the Kid or Natural Black running on, or Crack Me Up rather. Candiga wider out, then Doubt Defying, followed by Teatro Lani, Faraway Town, then Natural Black, Rich Affair, and the Coney Laguerre out towards the tail.
Kembla Grange, number 5, seasonal is the tab fixed odds favourite from $3.60. The 3 Hurricane at $4.40, and 2 Charming Lad.
Chauffeur is trying hard to get up and run second, but from within. Schofield's barely touching the filly. She toys with these. From within, off to the Magic Million she goes. Trotting up from
Cheyenne at $6. In race 5 at Kembla, number 2, Make a Mark is the video. Well, this is a wide open race with tab fixed odds. Number 2, Make a Mark at $5. 3, Tycoon Flutter at $5.50, along with number 6, Cannon Run.
So away at the top of the straight. Got 3, four lengths in front of Invader. Chauffeur's getting to the outside and trying to dig in, but from within 150 out is well clear from Invader. Chauffeur is trying hard to get up and run second, but from within, Schofield's barely touching the filly. She toys with these. From within, off to the Magic Million she goes. Trotting up from Invader and Chauffeur. Exceeds his run fourth and Charlie Chapman, French Skyline, was last.
Also at 4.20, but Royal Maiden, the tab fixed odds favourite in the last.
Then O'Donnell's up 4 off the 200, 6 or 7 lengths in front from Tester Shadow, and then a minute back to the others, but it's a hold pass by the Dots. Tester Shadow.
form analysts give you a full preview of the top New South Wales meetings. And on Saturdays, Paul Joyce previews Sydney racing every morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Four or five lengths in front here. Tester Shadow gives chase. Three lengths to pick me up. Then Soviet Courage. Sejano to the outside. But Dothraki under a stranglehold past the 200. Six or seven lengths in front from Tester Shadow. And then a minute back to the others. But it's Dothraki giving a rev up the last little bit. Hands and heels only. Starting to extend. And Dothraki, a real good hit out this morning. Went on to win by five or six lengths. Second Tester Shadow. And about a six lengths margin to Sejano or Pick Me Up. And Soviet Courage all there for third. Behind those came Typecast and Regal Monarch was one of the last. Well, Dothraki gives them a hiding there. Not dissimilar.
Time now to have a look at New South Wales Country Meeting at Glen Innes. They've got seven races out there. The track has come up as a good three. In the first at Glen Innes with Tab Fixed Odds, number one In Bengal is the favourite at $1.75. Bob Patsky in the first at Glen Innes goes 1 to beat 9, 10 and 11. 1, 9, 10 and 11 in race number one. Race two at Glen Innes, number nine, Shrewden Drake's the favourite at $2.15. Over number one, Tantat Nova at $2.50 and five Impressive One at $8. In race two at Glen Innes, Bob Patsky likes number one, Tantat Nova, to beat 9, 6 and 8. 1, 9, 6 and 8 in race two. Race three over 1,000 and with Tab Fixed Odds, number seven, Due Chili's the favourite at $3.30. Over four, Racecraft at $3.90 and one, Opera Blue at $4.60. Bob Patsky likes four Racecraft to beat 6-9. Four six
is
seven,
now ready.
Four Set, six seven and par, one in race three at Glen Innes. Race four there. The Tab Fixed Odds favourite is number two.
Early from Eden Rock along the inside, and they're two lengths in front of Piracy Trapeze Artist.
And the Bob Patsky tips two Moonlight Spy to beat 1-4-3. 2-1-4-3 in race four. Race five at Glen Innes. The Tab Fixed Odds favourite is number four, Smart Option at $2.90. Five, Blazeheart at $3.80. And 10, Hidden Chief at $7. Bob Patsky likes four, Smart Option to beat 9, 6 and 11. 4, 9, 6 and 11 in race five. Race six at Glen Innes. The Tab Fixed Odds favourite, number eight, Safety Peg at $6, along with nine, Hula Girl. They're both at six. Number 12, Our Min at $7. Glen Innes fancies from Bob Patsky 7 to beat 5, 12 and 6. 7, 5, 12 and 6. And the last at Glen Innes, race 7, number 6, Better Future is the favourite, the shorty at $1.70. And Bob likes it, number 6, to beat 10, 12 and 4. 6, 10, 12 and 4. The first at Glen Innes today, covered here on Sky Sports Radio at 12:45. James Tate is on the way to Kembla Grange to call that 7 race card. Morning to you, James. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very well, Mr. Andrew.
On the way, can you help us with a couple of good things for Kembla?
Yeah, Andrew, I thought race six, number one, Eva Luna, from the Paul Peter and Paul Snowden yard at Randwick, Mitchell Bell in the saddle.
Trapeze Artist, Huang Zong and Bull Market coming down the outside, but Eden Rock had shaken off Ultramarine again past the 200, and it's Eden Rock two lengths in front from Ultramarine, then Piracy, and getting home late was Watchdog, but Eden Rock goes home to score. Eden Rock
and
Trapeze
Artist looking like it's really looking for the 2 today. It's been running home really well. Last started, ran 4th over 1650 in Maruya, and I thought it was...
Dog back there with it. Ultramarine with the baldy face went up to take the lead narrowly from Eden Rock along the inside, and they're two lengths in front of Piracy, Trapeze Artist, Huang Zong and Bull Market coming down the...